I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. As crews churn through the rubble left by Monday's collapse, rescuers on the surface have dropped an electronic ear deep into a Utah coal mine where six men are believed to be trapped.
When they reached the spot late last night, a microphone on the drill tip listened for sounds. It picked up nothing. The mine's co-owner refused to speculate what that might mean.
You can't conclude from the microphone that's the conclusive evidence as to whether the miners are alive or not.
In fact, Bob Murray said air quality samples were heartening.
That is almost perfect air to support human life.
Another larger drill with a camera could reach the site in the next several hours, and the underground rescue efforts also progressing. Murray says the miners clearing debris are anxious to get to their colleagues. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Huntington, Utah.
In Minneapolis, the painstaking work of identifying remains goes on more than a week after the highway bridge collapse. Divers initially believed they'd recovered two more bodies from the wreckage, but medical examiner Andrew Baker says it was actually three bodies.
Because of the condition of the remains, it may very well be that what we are attempting to identify represents more than one individual.
That brings the death toll to eight, with five people still believed to be missing. Well, investors can be forgiven if they've got a case of the jitters this morning after yesterday's Dow plunge of nearly 400 points. Now, the market roller coaster ride has even experts like Hugh Johnson scratching their heads.
It quite frankly surprises me to see the level of volatility in the market. We've had big swings to the upside, big swings to the downside.
But Liz Ann Saunders with Charles Schwab says to find the roots of the volatility, look no further than the explosiveness in the mortgage market.
It's a credit and liquidity crisis right now, and it has its roots in the housing problems and the subprime problems.
What clues can we get from the overseas markets on what will happen on Wall Street this morning? Let's go live to London and CBS News reporter Larry Miller.
Japan closed nearly 2.5% down. London and Paris are around 3% lower and still falling. Trying to steady the turbulent financial waters, the Bank of Japan injected $8.5 billion into the money markets. The European Central Bank, $215 billion over 2 days. But is this going to make a difference? London analyst Tom Hogard.
It would be a naive assumption to draw the line that just because the central banks come in and start supporting the market, that this worries is going to go away.
Another analyst says the markets are experiencing an all-around sense of panic.
Well, right now, S&P futures are down about 22. The military is investigating why a U.S. helicopter was forced down about 10 miles south of Baghdad. Two soldiers aboard were injured, though they are expected to make a full recovery. Officials say the downed chopper was quickly covered by close air support and troops near the site. Well, the Army is pulling out all the stops to try to hit its enlistment goals for the year. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kath, and that includes recruiting more recruiters, Steve?
That's right, Nick. As many as 2,000 soldiers will be brought in from other jobs to help with recruiting to hit the annual goal of 80,000 new enlistees by the end of next month. At the end of June, 52,000 had enlisted. Some new enticements are up, too.
The Army is now offering a $20,000 quick ship bonus.
Bonuses for new recruits with no prior service. And there's thousands in tax-free money that can be used later to help buy a home, start a business, or pay off student loans. Nick?
As Congress mulls over a big hike in the federal cigarette tax, there's evidence that when states boosted their own levies, cigarette consumption fell. USA Today says its analysis shows that in...
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Your tax increase. It's 4 past the hour.
The triple deal from Comcast. Switch and save. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Former UNC punter Mitch Kozad finds out October 2nd just how long of a vacation he'll be getting in the Crossbar Hotel for stabbing starting punter Rafael Mendoza in his kicking leg. A jury finding Kozad guilty of second-degree assault. Prison sentence ranges from 5 to 16 years. Mendoza says he can forgive Kozad, but that he should be punished.
Personally, I hope he gets the max. I mean, that's just me. It's up to the judge.
Mendoza says a tough sentence will send a message. You earn a spot on the team by hitting the weight room and working hard, not trying to sabotage a teammate. Speaking in Aspen yesterday, Democratic presidential hopeful John Edwards said President Bush's proposal to simplify corporate taxes will only make the rich richer and hurt middle-class Americans. Bush says he's interested in exploring the possibility of providing even more tax relief to U.S. corporations, but says that's difficult with a Democratic-controlled Congress. And that Catholic priest facing an indecent exposure charge after the cops say he went jogging in the nude had been investigated for, quote, inappropriate personal behavior More than 8 years ago, allegations against the Reverend Robert Wipke surfaced while he was a pastor at St. Anthony's Parish in Sterling. Details weren't released, but the Denver Archdiocese says it did not involve any physical or sexual contact. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Starting off our Friday with pretty good conditions around the city. Light traffic, wide open drive for the most part along I-25 coming up through the Tech Center. Both directions of the Boulder Turnpike look good, and we just have traffic filling in through that Adams County on your southbound 25 drive. Do have a rollover crash. It's affecting the toll road E-470 at Tower. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, lots of sunshine, but another dry, hot day with a high of 90.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity,
How do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Bojo's Pizza locations at select Denver Metro Bojo's Pizza locations next week, handing out movie passes while they last. So for more information on the dates and locations, go to am760.net. And due to all the distractions yesterday, I forgot to tell you about that. But this 11th hour is supposed to be really, really good. And we'll give you a chance to go see it absolutely free. Our basic open phone format for this Friday morning, which we do every Friday. Sometimes a lot of you get off your half moons and participate. Sometimes you lay back and basically don't get involved. So it depends on you. This is one of the unique chances, I think, for you to get on the phone, and get on the radio, and raise whatever concerns there are that you might have about any number of issues that maybe either you couldn't get in earlier in the week or something you thought about overnight and you'd like to just talk about it. At 7 o'clock, David Sirota will be back with us again. This is his response to Denver Post columnist David Harsanyi's attack on Mayor John Hickenlooper's bond initiative. This is a debate that you're going to hear a lot about now in the coming months, about infrastructure and about investment in infrastructure and about raising funds for infrastructure. David Sirota is going to take on Harsanyi. And thank God now we've got David in town to do that. And so we'll put him on and see what he has to say about this whole business, about the bond thing. I have to admit that Hickenlooper's bond initiative is very, 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 very visionary. And it's the right thing to do at the right time, even though I'm not crazy about him as a mayor. Also, coming up at 8 o'clock, you know about the stock market. If you follow the news, you know about the stock market. If you've got investments, you know about the stock market. Yesterday, the stock market suffered some major losses. And not only here, but, you know, Charles Osgood was just talking about it all over the globe. So we're going to talk to Dr. Christian Weller. He's going to come on, and he's going to talk about what this means to the economy as a whole. So for those of us who have no stocks, I sold the last of my stocks 3 weeks ago, I think it was. I got out. But for those of us who don't have stocks, how does this ripple over onto us? And how does it affect us? You know, I've been wanting to ask for a long, long time, and I do this periodically on the air. I wanted to ask you for a long, long time about what your take is on the economy. Because you hear a lot of people say, well, the economy's good, the fundamentals are sound, everything's fine. But that's not what I hear from people that I run into. I don't hear that from them. Now, I'm not trying to paint a picture of doom and gloom at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6. And that's one of the challenges of doing this show, is that morning shows are traditionally supposed to be kind of wake up, be happy, get going, get it in gear. That's what they're supposed to be. So it's hard to take tough topics and tough subjects and combine it and put the two of them together and talk about these issues. And we offer one thing here that's unique that you're not going to get on National Public Radio, you're not going to get it anywhere else, and that is the ability to call in here and to say exactly what's on your mind and to talk about what matters to you and share your ideas and your beliefs and get into an exchange of ideas with not only me, but also spur on other people to call in and do exactly the same thing. So we kind of offer that. I mean, it's kind of unique. And most people's view of talk radio is that it's all screaming, yelling white men. Now, I can admit, I mean, I've done my share of yelling, both in the past and also here recently in the present. But I try not, I try really, really hard not to. I try not to. But that's how most people look at talk radio. So a lot of folks have fled the format and have gone other places because they just can't take that. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I can't take it either. I hear the same crap all the time. So we try to offer some kind of an alternative. We try to offer something new. I welcome conservatives as well as those of you who are progressive and liberal and also people in the middle. I really don't care what it is. And we may disagree, and we may get hot about something, and we may go back and forth, but it doesn't mean you can't call again. It doesn't mean you can't email me. That's not what it means. Anyway, back to the stocks and the economy. So you've got two versions of what's going on out there. You've got the version of everything's okay, fundamentals are sound, we don't have any problems, and you hear that all the time. To the other side of it, about foreclosures, about trouble in the subprime market, about people you run into, particularly in retail sales, I think, who you run into, who say to you, oh, man, things are tough. And I don't want to paint a picture of doom and gloom, because I try really hard not to believe in that, even though I'm cynical and can be very negative. But we get these conflicting pictures of what's going on out there. And so often it's good just to ask the question about what's happening, just to get some kind of feeling from you about what's going on. I think there's underlying things going on in this country that are causing other problems. Example, we talked about it earlier in the week. And that's kind of why we do open phones on Friday, because if you want to go back and visit something, then you can go ahead and do that. We talked about this earlier in the week. Do you know of anybody? Maybe you know one person. But think about this. Do you know of anybody who's secure in their job? Anybody? I'm bumping into more and more people who are in their 50s. And they've lost their jobs. So they're either out trying to find something else, or they're basically shell-shocked by the experience and are trying to figure out what the hell happened. And nowadays, this involves more than just losing money. It also involves things like health insurance and many times mortgage payments and kids. And I remember 30 years ago that the only people who ever really led a volatile employment lifestyle were those of us who were in radio. Either for two reasons. Either one, because you got fired, format changed, program director came in, wanted to bring in their own people, any numerous reasons, or you got crossways with management. And you elected to either leave or you caused such a problem that you got booted out. And we were the ones who were hooking up the U-Haul trailers. We were the ones that were moving. We were the ones that could go to any city in the United States of America and within 24 to 48 hours sound like we had been there all of our lives and were able to find some place to rent and connect up with the local services because we had done it so much. And it wasn't that traumatic. Most of us didn't feel that it was that traumatic. Now, you run into people who will tell you their whole world has been torn apart because they lost their job and now they're looking at having to move to Michigan or Virginia or New Mexico or Colorado Springs. And it's like, oh my God, I've been in this community for 100,000 years. So American life is definitely changing. Open phones, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Let's compare notes on all kinds of issues. Get off your half moons. Take a sip of coffee.
In a land of manicured lawns, just down from the park in the soccer fields, a typical suburban mom begins her day.
There's a guy in there who knows where the pot is.
Selling weed.
Are you a cop or something?
No, he's a criminal, just like us. It's going to be fine.
Monday at 10, 9 central on Showtime, Golden Globe winner Mary Louise Parker stars in the season premiere of Weed. Then, in a land of celebrities and ocean air, a struggling novelist tries to work out his case of writer's block. The only way he knows how.
What was that?
That would be my husband.
Oh, I think I should go.
Golden Globe winner David Duchovny stars in a tempting new Showtime original series, Californication.
You're like this famous writer, huh?
More like a one-hit wonder.
Now I'm definitely not going to sleep with you.
It all starts Monday at 10, 9 central. The season premiere of Weeds, followed by the series premiere of Californication.
Father, why is there a naked lady in your bedroom?
I'll check.
Only on Showtime. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to SHO.com.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry. Pit stop savings days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
6:22, 22 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I can talk to you about about how great Purina is, and I can go on and on about it. But sometimes it's good to hear from other people. And let's hear about Fred and his dog Spike. This is what Fred has to say. Since he started eating Purina One, he's calmed down. He's not as hyper as he used to be. And I just think he's a happier dog. He didn't like going for walks on a leash. When I first got the dog and was trying different kinds of dog food, but once I switched over to Purina One, he looks forward to his leash every day, and he walks very nicely with it. We'd walk about 2.5 miles every day together, and I think that, coupled with Purina One dog food, has made him a very, very, very healthy dog. Mary and I marvel at the energy that Coco and Jackson have. We marvel at the health, because they are in great health. Even our vet marvels at the health that they're in. And in Jackson's case, the Minpin, he's getting up around 7, 8 years old. Coco is still a basic dog child in that she's only 3 years old. But you look at them immediately, and you can see that they're in really good shape. And people say, "Oh my goodness, you know how great they look." And you're doing, you know, you must do a fabulous job with those dogs. And Mary does do a good job with them, but. We can't, Mary and I, we can't take all the credit. You've got to give part of the credit to Purina One. So if you want to see if Purina One can make a difference in your dog's health, take the Purina One Challenge by going online at www.purinaonechallenge.com or by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today. You get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. That's 1-888-606-BARK or PurinaOneChallenge.com. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. So pick up the phone. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Who it was Neil Young. 6:26, 26 minutes after the hour. Isolated thunderstorms, high today, 97. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. You also want to talk about something that seems to be on people's minds a lot, and that's the infrastructure of the country. That's on people's minds a lot, too, as well as the economy. And one other thing, too, real quick. You ever see the movie Easy Rider? If you have Comcast, it's showing on there under the free movies. I tried to watch it yesterday. I remember going and seeing it in the theaters. I tried to watch it yesterday. Okay, this may be blasphemy, but I'm sorry. The movie's a pile of crap. I can only conclude that when I was 16 years old, or when we were 16, or depending on how old you are, that the movie was good because we were stoned. Basically, except for the great desert scenes and looking at the choppers, which, by the way, were made by a black man by the name of Sugar Bear, who now runs a motorcycle fabricating place in Oceanside, California. The movie sucked. I made it through approximately 40 minutes of it and quit. By the way, in the opening scene, where the drug dealer rolls up in the Rolls Royce. You know who that is, don't you? It's Phil Spector. Now on trial for murder. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Larry. How are you, man?
Hey, good. Yeah, I agree. I have to reassess a lot of flicks I saw as a youngster high school stoned.
Yeah, well, that's the only... That's the only thing that sucks, okay? The only thing that sucks is we had to be under the influence of something, because and if anybody disagrees with me, they can call. But I sat through 39 minutes of that yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to really watch the news, and I just got back from working out, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, this is really a bad film.
Well. I got a couple things I wanted to talk about. One thing, I work with a mortgage outfit. I do mortgages on the side now. Business is kind of slow. And I was out playing golf the other morning with my ex-boss. He's a very good man, you know, evangelical, Christian guy, Republican. And he announced, he said, "You'll be surprised to know that I'm voting for a Democratic presidential choice this next time around for the first time in my life." My jaw just dropped. Holy smokes. Oh, my word. I just wanted to share that with you. Holy cow.
I get that a lot. I get that a lot from a lot of people who send me email about that. And one of the prime reasons is they just feel like they're totally and completely left out. And also, they've stopped believing the hype that's out there. They've stopped believing the BS.
Yeah.
Now they see what's going on.
Yeah.
And while they don't think the Democrats are any... huge, shining answer.
Right.
Okay? They feel like they're better than what we got going on now.
Right. Well, his argument, this is just a digression, I kind of wanted to talk about infrastructure, but his argument was, you know, he's just fed up with the, he's a Christian, and he's fed up with the Christian take on the prosperity gospel thing. He says it's totally counter totally counter to what, you know, the essential message of Christ was. So there's that. But, I mean, as far as infrastructure, I mean, the other two things. The Bush announced that he's not going to put in any federal aid to help bail people out from their ARM loans that are coming due, you know, the high-ticket payments.
Right, I heard him say that.
You know, Jay, talk about what if one of the Democratic hopefuls jumped on the vision of two things. If the government stepped up and said, yeah, we're gonna incorporate a program, we're gonna put together a program where we can bail people out of their mistakes, you know, the ARM mortgages, it doesn't do the economy any good to have people left out in the cold outside of their homes. If George Bush had it together, he'd jump on that, but he's not. Not only that, but the whole infrastructure. I mean, think of if the federal government decided to plow ahead and dig up those monies, all those jobs stay in the country. The work's got to be done.
But we had something similar during the Depression. You know, we had the WPA.
Exactly.
We put all those people to work.
This administration is reflective of the Republican Congress and administration just leading into the Depression. These guys were just, you know, me. And then you needed a Roosevelt to rise up and say, no, let's take care of all of us, you know. Anyway, if one of the Democrats jump on this, creating environmental jobs, getting off of fossil fuels, creating jobs for people, you know, with the infrastructure, if one of these Democrats just jump on it as a vision, I think they'll get some mileage out of it.
It'd be interesting to see what their answers would be.
Yeah.
In regards to how to fix the infrastructure and about the idea of putting people to work. It'd be interesting to see what their answers would be. Larry, great call, man. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of presidential candidates, do we have this thing, John, because I'm catching you off guard here at 6:32, 32 minutes after the hour. But I wanted to play this, and I'd forgotten about it until Larry brought it up. The Mike Gravel thing? Do we have that? Okay. Candidates, the major Democratic candidates appeared, I believe it was last night or yesterday, at a gay forum to talk about gay rights. Here's Mike Gravel. Now, please tell me if you think that this makes sense.
It's always the gay issue that comes up, it seems. You know, first with Clinton, it was don't ask, don't tell. They used that against him.
Well,
now it's the marriage.
That's right. And you know something? Clinton was dead wrong. Dead wrong on that issue. It's ridiculous. He was trying to be mousy and in the middle. He should have said, hey, like Harry Truman did, there's only one group of people in the military, and I don't care what color they are, they're all intermingled. And Harry Truman did it. He got hit in the head with it. But now that's the first major integration that took place in the United States of America, and Harry Truman had the guts to do it. And so when Clinton got to be president, the first thing he's doing is standing on two legs, waffling back and forth. Oh, don't tell us you're gay. What are you talking about? If you had any knowledge of history, ancient history, in Sparta, they encouraged homosexuality because they fight for the people they love. And if it's your partner and you love them, you're prepared to die for them. And that's the same ethic you see in the military today. It's not the country. It's my partner. Go see the movies on war, and it's always the person next to me who's in my foxhole with me. Well, I got to tell you, extend that a little further, and you'll see why the Spartans trained their people to be homosexuals, because they were better fighters.
How do you train somebody to be a homosexual? No, we've done intense studies here at the Pentagon. We've determined that gay people fight a lot better than straight people. So a certain segment of every basic training course will teach you how to be gay and how to fight like a gay person. Oh, okay. Yeah. 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, listening to this show will make you gay because we send out subliminal gay signals. We have gaydar, and we send it out. We beam signals to you that subconsciously say, be gay. But we're training you, just like Gravel says. We're training you to be gay. Here's Gina with the traffic.
All right. Good morning, Jay. With the exception of a rollover crash that has one lane blocked E-470 at Tower, we've got a clear drive around the metro. Looks like traffic on the high side if you're on 225 through Aurora, either direction. No delays out of Lakewood on eastbound 6th. We do have a lot of folks starting to hop on southbound 25 there through Thornton and North Glen. Weather today, expect lots of sunshine, high of 97. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Free at Office Depot this week, a Sharp scientific calculator. Free after mail-in savings. Limit one per customer. Also, a 12-pack of pencils is just...
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Guard.
The Guard gives me money for college.
So I can go to school full-time and fly part-time.
My unit helps out after a natural disaster hits, so I get to help people just like I always wanted.
There's no bigger rush than being a firefighter in the Guard.
Than flying a Black Hawk.
Than leading my squad.
Thanks to the Guard, I'm becoming who I always wanted to be.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us how much you'll receive towards your college expenses.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Okay, we're rolling. Chrysler Radio, take one.
The future of Chrysler is brighter than ever, and here's what you can expect.
You're going to have to go faster.
20 new vehicles for starters, and a first-ever lifetime powertrain limited warranty.
Pick up the pace.
Then there's our largest lineup of Jeep vehicles, our beautifully engineered Chrysler lineup, as well as the longest-lasting, most durable line of full-size pickups from Dodge with Hemi V8 power, or a new 6.7-liter Cummins turbo diesel engine.
Even faster.
And innovations like heated and cooled cup holders, music gate, flip-down speakers, dual DVDs, future hybrid Hemis, load and go.
Faster.
MyGate multimedia systems, MDS, not to mention stone-go seating, plus a chill zone to keep your drinks cool in the glove compartment. Getting lightheaded.
Introducing the new Chrysler. Get ready for the next 100 years.
All right, disclaimer. Make it fast.
No deductible applies. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable. Not available on SRT, diesel vehicles, Sprinter, Ram, chassis, cab, and certain fleet vehicles. On purchases beginning 7/26/07, based on R.L. Polk & Company vehicles and operation registration statistics 1987 to 2006. Durability based on longevity. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information.
Whew. This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
They fight for the people they love, and if it's your partner and you love them, you're prepared to die for them. And that's the same ethic you see in the military today. It's not the country, it's my partner. Go see the movies on war, and it's always the person next to me who's in my foxhole with me. Well, I got to tell you... Extend that a little further and you'll see why the Spartans trained their people to be homosexuals, because they were better fighters.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to become gay. I've got to
try. 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 97. You can talk about anything you want to at 303-713-7600. That's former Senator Micah Gravel about gay people. Yeah, let me get in touch with my employer. I'll be late for work today. Why? Where are you? Well, I'm going to a gay training seminar so I can learn to be gay. Okay. Okay. See, not everybody on the other side has got a screw loose. There are people on this side that are well, their coconuts are not filled with the right meat. Do you see what I'm saying? Their trunks are unpacked, and he's one of them. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I just freaked John out. I've got this wonderful speaker phone for our kitchen phone. It is so much fun.
Cool.
Anyway, I want to tell you about the subprime market, the residential housing market, the business I'm in from another perspective. I'm in the title business. The best thing our government could do is step in and offer low interest, no points, something, mortgages, deeds of trust for these people who are rapidly losing their houses. This isn't going to help us at all to allow this ongoing free fall of people just losing. You know, they've been in 2, 3, 4 years. They can't make it. The adjustables have adjusted, so on and so forth. It's not going to help anything. And for him to say, no, he's not going to do that, just shows me yet again. He didn't give a hoot about us. We don't matter to him. The only thing that matters to him is his business friends. But the kicker is the company I work for is owned by one of the nation's largest residential home builders. And, boy, let me tell you, they're suffering.
Do you think the American people, though, would accept the idea of helping people out who are losing their homes?
I do.
Or would they yell handouts, giveaways?
Well, not handouts. I mean, this doesn't have to be a handout. This has to be an assistance. Give them a lower interest rate. You know, give them a lower, or don't charge them points. Don't charge them a discount. Make it, allow them to find this, to flip out of these arms, get out of this first and second mentality that so many people got into. Get into one with a decent interest rate that you can afford. And, you know, there are always going to be some people that can't afford anything. Unfortunately, we're seeing it. And in that case, well, maybe you have to just say, I tried and I failed. But the vast majority of these people want to keep their houses. They're desperate to keep their houses. And isn't this what we're about as a nation, lending a hand, giving help, giving assistance when a neighbor, a friend, the guy down the street is about to go down the drain?
Yeah, I think it's what we're supposed to be about. I think that's what movies like It's a Wonderful Life pushes and so many other films. But I'm not so sure that's what we're about now. I think that some of that has been redefined, and I find it kind of weird that we were able to arrange for loans for Chrysler to help them out. Now you've got these folks that are out there suffering, and it's like
we can't
discuss that. That's, by the way, on the same day that the story is out there circulating about tax cuts for corporations.
Well, you see, his focus is so obvious and so crystal clear, and I'm not the only one that sees this. I'm not the only person out there that sees this, I'm sure. And within my circle of friends, I know I'm not. Everybody I talk to says the same thing. We have to do these things. And by the way, have you heard the story that he was treated for Lyme disease?
Oh, yeah, and didn't say anything.
And didn't say anything for a year?
Yeah.
I mean, geez Louise, no wonder he's as goofy as he is.
Well, we have no right to know. That's basically the principle he operates on. But you know something, Hillary Clinton does exactly the same thing. I mean, she did it in that debate the other night in Chicago in front of the AFL-CIO when she was talking about foreign policy and went after Obama and said, well, you shouldn't say these things and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, hey, wait a minute. We've had enough of this. I mean, if we're going to do something major, you're damn well we better have a dialogue about it.
I agree completely. And I'm going to say this one last thing. I think I have found the shining light that I am going to start to follow. That's Dennis Kucinich. I'm writing him a check this weekend. I like what he says. I like how he thinks. I'm sick of these other people. I can't find one of them that I really, in my heart, believe I can get behind or that I want to get behind. So I think I'm going to send him some money.
You should do that. I mean, for me, it's John Edwards, but
I like him, too.
You should do it.
I like him, too, but Kucinich, God bless him. I mean, talk to the people. We are the ones, after all, I think.
Well, I think so, too. Pat, thanks.
Take it easy, Jake.
Okay. Open phones. Two lines. 303-713-7600. Here's Gina in Lakewood. Gina, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jake.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say on behalf of only myself, as a gay American, I just want Senator Gravel to please stop helping me now.
Yeah, really.
I understand that his heart is in the right place, truly. I do. But stop. Just stop. It feeds the fire of, you know, that whole, I just can't wait to hear what the right-wingers are going to say about this now. See, you really can be trained. They are recruiting. We don't need that kind of crap.
Unbelievable that he'd make that kind of statement. How do you enter into gay training?
You know, I don't know. The first inkling anybody that loved me had a clue was when I was 8 years old and somebody gave me a Ken doll to go along with my Barbie, and I said, what's he for? And, you know, I don't know. If there's a school or something, it's a well-kept secret.
As many times as I've talked about this on the air, I can never get some people to go along with the idea or even understand the idea that you don't elect or pick your sexuality, that you don't sit down and draw up a list of pros and cons. You just are what you are.
Who would pick this? Who would pick to be treated this way? I'm serious.
I am, too.
I mean, life is a whole lot more complicated this way.
Why can't we reach those people? Why can't we not get through to them?
You know, we got a saying down home. You can't, don't try to teach a pig to sing. It frustrates you. It pisses off the pig. You just can't. You just can't.
But how can they logically endorse that kind of idea?
You're looking for logic, Jay. You just can't.
I mean, in other words,
if
people out there who are listening who are anti-gay or let me put it this way, who feel that your sexuality is a choice, could they please explain to me how it is you choose these things?
No kidding. Well, and part of it is we are, like it or not, we are a nation that we've always had somebody to hate. We have to have somebody to hate. We started out hating the king, and then it was the Indians, and just pick one throughout history. We queers and illegal immigrants are the only ones that you can hate now.
Well, it's okay to hate. That and Muslims.
Well, yeah, bless their hearts. They did take a little of the pressure off. But we are now an okay target. It's okay to hate us because God hates us too. You see, that's the logic. God didn't make us. God hates us. God hates what we do. He didn't make us. We did it ourselves because we're selfish and horrible and perverted.
Let me see.
That makes us okay to suppress us.
So when you were like a kid, you went, let me see. I could like men, or I mean, I could like boys, or I could like girls. And, I don't think I'll choose girls because
that'll make my life so simple.
Yeah, that'll be a walk on the wild side, and I think I'll take that, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm able to make those kinds of decisions.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at that age, as I said, I did not know at that age, but signs were certainly beginning to show. It's a horrible thing to be an adolescent and not understand why all your friends are going gaga, over the quarterback of the football team, and you're trying to look up the cheerleader's skirt. I mean, that's a hard
thing. Oh, yeah.
That's not something you can get.
Yeah.
13, 14, 15 is hard regardless. Add that little twist to it.
Yeah. That is really rough. Gina, thank you. I appreciate you coming forward and talking.
Oh, no problem. You have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
6:49, 49 minutes after the hour. Open phones, anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600 in the mix is the economy, foreclosures, Senator Mike Gravel's statements about gay people. Well, you can train to be gay. How do you want don't see making an intellectual argument you could train to be gay. How do you do that?
Maybe if you took away every female on the planet. For me, anyway.
Hi, is this CU? Yeah. Could I get the number? Could I get the number of the gay training department, please? 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's just a beautiful drive around the metro area, so nothing really to hold you up at this point. Although we did have a crash on E-470 near Tower. That should be in the final stages. It's not causing any major delays. Westbound I-76 heavier now toward I-25. We got a little bit more traffic along those southbound 225 lanes, Mississippi to Iliff and Yosemite to I-25. Weather outlook today, you can expect a nice...
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Disturbia, Life Support, and I Think I Love My Wife. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Progressive Club member, watch Jay's Video of the Week.
And listen to live streaming.
Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
On AM760.net.
Life can get busy, especially during the summer, but just an hour of your time every couple of months can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
What's wrong, son? Pops, as much as I tried, I got the news today. I flunked in the gay training course. I'm not suitable to be gay. I don't think my life will ever be the same. Gee, what will the kids at school say?
6:52
minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's a measure of your business ability, your self-worth, everything that is combined, that you go out there, you get the best deal you possibly can on an automobile. I mean, we're talking pocketbook, self-esteem, all that stuff. Bank account, self-esteem. That's why I recommend you go to Rocky's Autos, because they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 700 vehicles on the lot. Plus, they have matching down incentive, which helps you in the bank account. They've got great prices, helps you in the bank account. Numerous ways to finance, helps you in the bank account. They'll take care of you. How do I know? Because Mary and I have gone there numerous times. We've sent our friends. And I just don't know of a better bunch of people. Check out the selection on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. Get out there tonight until 9 o'clock. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tom and Marv Alshear, they're your specialists. You want to check them out. You want to ask for Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Adolph Juan. Any of the good folks working out there at Rockies will take care of you. So pass the test on all counts. Pocketbook, good deal, self-esteem. Get treated the way you should be treated. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
This Sunday night, Flavor Flav gets clocked.
Enough with the clock. You can take it off. You haven't had a bee anywhere in 13 years.
The Comedy Central roast of Flavor Flav.
How do you embarrass a crackhead who wears a Viking helmet?
This Sunday at 10, 9 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:55, 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today. 97, chance of thunderstorms 10%. It's open phones 303-713-7600. David Sirota on our infrastructure, bonds, and taxes. Coming up after 7 o'clock and a ton of open phones, too. Let's go to Sean in Westminster. Sean, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. What about you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Thanks. Hey, you know, one thing I was going to say is maybe he saw the movie Stripes, because in Stripes, at the start of the movie, they asked him, are you now or have you ever been gay? And they said, no, but we're willing to learn. I do remember that.
Yeah, that's right.
No, what I actually called for, though, is, you know, I just get so tired of politicians, primarily Republicans, but who look at these economic indicators and say, well, yeah, the economy's good because they're looking at Wall Street or they're looking at, you know, the domestic product or this or that or the other number. And I've been talking with my family about what I think are better real-world economic indicators that I don't think the politicians pay enough attention to, certainly Republicans. And those include things like credit card debt, people using payday loans, which really are, you know, near criminal in my mind.
Yeah, I think payday loans are a scam, too.
Payday loans, rent-to-own, rent
yes.
Up, which can be terrible. People who are over 18 still living at home. Your savings, how much savings do people have? How many people are shopping at Walmart, not because they actually like Walmart that much, but because that's where they need to shop? I mean, there's just a lot of real-world economic indicators, most of which, if my friends and my family and my coworkers are any indication, none of these indicators are really doing that well. You know, I mean...
No, I hear it from a lot of people,
come
too.
Up with a huge list of things that... that are much more real to them than the stock market or the gross domestic product or gross national product or any of these other things. And all these real world indicators, they're not so good right now. I mean, you know, I still hope they can get better, and I think they can. But right now, we're not doing really good.
And is anybody bummed out about the amount of money that, you know, the amount of our treasury bills that the Chinese hold, say, for instance? I hate the Chinese.
Well, you know what's kind of scary about it is, you know, I understand your sentiment, but what's really scary about it is I have read more than once, and this makes perfectly good sense to me, is that America used to be a country that made things. We made airplanes, we made television sets, we made cars, and now our you know, from what I understand, and I don't have any hard numbers here, but a great deal of our economy is now based on stuff that's not even real, the Internet. And insurance.
Well, and we're also heavily into the service economy here too now.
Yeah, I mean, which there is that too, absolutely.
Right, yeah. Which our manufacturing base is eroding. Sean, great call, man. Thanks, and I hope you have a really good weekend.
Oh, I will. You too. Thanks.
Okay, man.
All right, bye.
Coming up, David Sirota will talk about Mayor Hickenlooper's bond program, about the infrastructure, about the newest bridge to nowhere, and then. We'll continue with more open phones, and we'll have part two of the gay training session. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Sleep. There is no equal. Nothing on earth can restore your body and replenish your soul like the deep slumber of a good night's rest. So why are you tossing and turning, frustrated with each hour that passes as the next day races toward you? You wonder why you can't fall asleep like the rest of the world. Wonder no more, because now there's RestAid, the all-natural way to enjoy fast, deep sleep night after night. RestAid gives you the perfect combination of powerful ingredients, proven to promote fast, deep, restful sleep. Without the potential negative side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial of RestAid, call now 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of RestAid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call now. 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Stedapani. The Federal Reserve and other central banks are injecting cash into the financial system by the billions of dollars to steady markets rattled by a spreading credit squeeze, but that medicine is slow to cure what ails Wall Street. Futures are pointing to another triple-digit dive when the market opens in 30 minutes. Floor broker Art Cashin says no one wants to be a buyer right now.
You try not to buy too early, you can't catch a falling knife.
Cashin says the street is waiting for the next shoe to drop.
Not knowing what you're afraid of is a little more difficult.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down about 16 points. A microphone dropped 1,500 feet through a hole drilled in the ground is listening for signs that six trapped Utah coal miners are alive. But CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us it hasn't picked up a sound.
Does the silence mean the miners are dead?
Can't draw that conclusion. There's no way to answer that.
Mine co-owner Bob Murray says tests have shown the air quality underground is good, but Mine Safety and Health Administrator Richard Stickler indicated the best hope may now lie with a second larger drill, which will have a camera attached.
The best thing we think to do now is to leave the microphone in place and continue drilling the larger 8 5/8-inch hole.
And the underground rescue attempts are continuing. They've progressed 400 feet and could reach the spot where the miners are believed trapped in 4 to 5 days. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Wellington, Utah.
Nature's fury was on display in parts of Ohio and western Pennsylvania last night. A mean thunderstorm caused floods, power outages, and lots of wind damage. George Lynch saw a funnel cloud in Pittsburgh.
There were tables flying outside, into the getting smashed into the windows. We actually saw a live possum fly across the window. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was like, wah! It was just insane.
If people have to pay more for cigarettes, they may smoke less. CBS's Larry Miller has that.
High cigarette tax stops people smoking, according to a USA Today analysis. After Connecticut added 50 cents to a pack, consumption fell 37%. Matthew Myers of the National Center for Tobacco-Free Kids says that's good.
Increasing tobacco taxes is truly a win-win. It raises revenue for state governments and for the federal government, and it reduces tobacco use, particularly among children.
Last week, the Senate approved a $35 billion tobacco tax increase. Larry Miller, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, a first-of-its-kind candidates forum on gay rights heard from six Democrats running for president. Frontrunners Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John Edwards all stopped short of endorsing gay marriage.
I am absolutely in favor of civil unions with full equality.
What I'm interested in is making sure that those legal rights are available to people.
I do believe strongly in civil unions.
Published reports in Southern California say TV talk host and entertainment tycoon Merv Griffin is in grave condition with prostate cancer. Griffin is 82. This is CBS News.
Frankly, I don't understand fuel cell technology, but everybody understands cleaner air. That's why Chevy is putting a test fleet of 100 hydrogen-powered Equinox fuel cell vehicles in metropolitan New York City, D.C., and L.A. Hydrogen fuel cells produce zero emissions and use zero gasoline. So next time you see one, remember you can't buy them, but you can applaud. Someday our grandkids may be cruising in them under some really beautiful blue skies. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more. Use less.
Hi, Dave. It's Sarah. Hey, first thing tomorrow morning, a steel shelf on 12 is going to give way. You know, the one that stores all the toner. Yeah. Anyway, we'll give you a call when it breaks. Thanks.
In your job, you don't get warnings, so Grainger's just added a massive amount of shelving and storage products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. From shelves, bins, and cabinets to packaging, we have what you need to store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The final report on last year's school shooting in Bailey has now been released to the public. Sheriff Fred Wagner says folks are relieved.
Pretty much that's about it. They just want to get on with it.
The 5,000-page document compiles reports from all the agencies that responded to and investigated that standoff, in which gunman Dwayne Morrison was shot and killed by SWAT officers after he took seven girls hostage at Platte Canyon High School and killed one. Governor Ritter says the Denver area-based Peace Jam Festival is being considered for a Nobel Peace Prize. Ritter says six Nobel laureates have nominated that group, founded by Don Engel and Ivan Suvanajiev. Denver offering Swingers, a new club that takes the concept to the extreme. The city's approved a liquor license for a nightclub that'll have a couple of four-poster beds. Scott Ewing, the owner of Sugar House, has been trying for a year to get a liquor license, The city says it delayed approval for building code reasons, not as a moral judgment of his setup. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, you need to watch out. We've got a three-car wreck now in a bad spot southbound I-25, just north of I-70. So that's definitely going to affect your commute if you're trying to head into the downtown area. 58 to Spears, where we're seeing those slowdowns. Also have one off the highway, Santa Fe at Alameda. Weather outlook today, you can expect lots of sunshine, a dry, hot day with a high of 97. Right now, fair and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce, together with fluffy eggs, sausage, and cheese in a warm flour tortilla. And don't forget, Sonic's now open at 6 a.m. and serves their full menu all day.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after 7 o'clock here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, going to be 97 degrees. It's going to be hot. Okay. One of the smartest guys I know, and thank God we got him in town because he's here now to answer people like Mr. Harsanyi, who basically has had nobody in the Denver Post ever take him to task. And I'm talking about my buddy David Sirota. If you're not familiar with David, his book Hostile Takeover is a much you should read it. If you haven't read it, read it and read it now. He's the senior editor of In These Times magazine, a regular contributor to The Nation magazine, and the co-chair of the Progressive States Network. And he's got a new book, which he's working on, which should be out, except he doesn't seem to be able to make much mileage in getting the book done because we interrupt him like at least once a week and drag him on the radio. David, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. Well, as always. Okay, your latest column,
mm-hmm.
which you passed out yesterday, Conservatives' Newest Bridge to Nowhere,
right,
talks about Mr. Harsanyi and others out there who really want to avoid a debate over taxes and budget priorities. And you talk about Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper and his idea about this bold ballot initiative. And I'm not a big fan of his, but I have to admit, I have to agree with you that he's sticking his neck out, and it is pretty bold. And he said, or you say, that this is all part of a diversion game. Explain exactly what you mean by that.
Yeah, well, Harsanyi and I are now blogging over at the Denver Post website, and people can go out there over to www.politicswest.com. It's the Post's new Everything West political site. And anyway, Harsanyi made the point that, or he claimed that in the wake of the Minnesota bridge disaster, we don't really need to think about budget and taxes, raising taxes, for instance, to better invest in infrastructure. And what I basically said was, you know, in the wake of these kinds of things, with data that shows, you know, I mean, as I said, the radical communists at the American Society for Civil Engineers, and I'm being facetious, of course, they say we've got about $1.6 trillion in unfunded infrastructure priorities right now, crumbling infrastructure, you know, roads, bridges, dams, et cetera, et cetera. And obviously, that's happened at the same time that we've faced the Bush tax cuts, the regressive Bush tax cuts, which have drained federal revenues. We have, you know, here in Colorado, we have Tabor, which limits our ability to invest in infrastructure, even as our population is growing. And Harsanyi, like other conservatives, just doesn't want to talk about that. He wants to say that, you know, oh, it was a structural deficiency with the bridge, and that, you know, we don't need to reconsider our tax policies, reconsider our spending policies, and any effort to reconsider those policies is support of what he calls the nanny state.
Right. And it's always the same thing. It's always the same idea of redistribution of the wealth. They're robbing us to do this, and there's never any discussion about community involvement. There's never any discussion about any degree of sacrifice. Meanwhile, what's happening is the infrastructure across the country is crumbling.
Absolutely, and you can even go to the conservatives' most fundamental argument, which is that, you know, by keeping taxes down and supposedly keeping government spending down, that most helps the economy, which is, of course, when in a discussion about infrastructure, is ridiculous. The thing that one of the mainstays of the American economy that has made it so great is at least our previous willingness to really seriously invest in infrastructure. You know, the biggest economic boom times in this country, you know, the 50s and 60s, was right when we were building and creating all of this infrastructure. You know, the Eisenhower era. That's what the road system is. And so their whole argument that they are arguing on behalf of a better economy for all, when trying to oppose major investments in infrastructure, just doesn't hold up. And the further point that I made was, and this is what really interests me, is that, okay, let's say you're a conservative. Let's say you just hate taxes and you're never going to budge on that issue. Well, I asked Harsanyi, I said, do you support collecting the taxes that are already owed? And the reason I asked that is because we right now in this country face roughly a $350 billion tax gap. That's the gap between what taxes are owed and what taxes are paid. That's the IRS's estimate, George Bush's IRS. Now, Bush himself has said, oh, it's not worth trying to beef up tax enforcement because the rich will get out of paying taxes anyway. That's basically a direct quote. Okay? And what happened when I lived up in Montana, when we tried to pass a law up there to increase tax enforcement, because Montana's got one of the biggest state tax gaps in the country. The conservatives, of course, all these anti-tax conservatives, they came out of the woodwork and said, no, we oppose efforts. We oppose these efforts to collect taxes. So all of a sudden, the law and order conservatives, you know, beating up on immigrants, beating up on poor people, on law and order stuff, you know, they suddenly are, you know, their law and order rhetoric goes away when you talk about tax crime, and that's the real hypocrisy.
Well, their morals are relative.
Absolutely.
Which they've been charging the rest of us with having for years and years, but in reality, you closely examine their activities, and they're constantly redrawing the line to fit their argument.
That's exactly right. What I said was, look, I'm willing to, you know, I think as a progressive, I'm willing to cut, you know, a grand bargain with conservatives. You know, if you don't want to raise taxes, then join with us to collect the taxes that are owed. And obviously, most of the taxes that are being avoided, of course, are from the super wealthy and very, very large corporations. And the conservative movement is helping that situation. You know, George Bush last year tried to cut half of all the auditors at the IRS auditing the very wealthy and corporations. That's a, you know, that was a New York Times story last year. But I think us as progressives, we got to call their bluff. We got to say, okay, look, you don't want to raise taxes, that's fine. Why don't you work with us to collect the taxes that are necessary, to collect the taxes that are already owed under current law? And I'll tell you something. I've had experience with this up in Montana. When you do that, the Republicans fold. They have no argument. You expose them for what they are. They are class warriors waging a class war on behalf of the rich against the rest of us.
Which is exactly what they turn around and try to charge the what we're doing. And I constantly ask them this question when I run into people like that. I constantly ask them, gee, you know, can you point out a society to me anywhere in the world, even in history, where there has been a huge gap between the haves and have-nots that's ever had any social or domestic tranquility? They never can point to any place.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, I read a study, I think it might have been in The Economist, it was in one of the financial papers, it said that our country's economic system is now resembling Latin American third world countries more and more rather than other industrialized nations. Now, you know, I know in the United States we like to say, you know, oh, we're Americans, we do things differently around here, and we don't have to look like anybody. But I think it's a disturbing trend that we are just on the macroeconomic indicators, our country is looking more and more like a developing world country rather than an industrialized, developed world country. And that is because of all the stuff that we're talking about. If you don't invest in infrastructure, if you don't have any sense of the public welfare, of using the public, the economic assets of the country for the public good, if you are a economic Darwinist, like Harsanyi, like these conservatives, you get a society that is incredibly stratified and that could be, you know, politically destabilized.
But I don't think they care. And not only do I think that they don't care, they have no sense, and they have talked other people into having no sense of community or values, and that living here and being an American is something that should be relatively easy and painless without any kind of sacrifice or commitment. And they've been shopping this for what, 50 years?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am encouraged. I'll say this. I am encouraged that the right-wing coalition, I think, is starting to fray. And I say that because if you look, at least out here in the Rocky Mountain West, you know, the efforts to I guess, delay here in Colorado the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, the bill that prevents investment in public infrastructure, and the effort to pass the Taxpayer Bill of Rights up in Montana, when that happened, the anti-Tabor initiatives were pushed not only by working people, labor unions, and community groups, but also in some cases by chambers of commerce, you know, typically more conservative groups, but groups that are interested in the economic future of this country. This is where the conservative argument is going to crumble. The idea that pushing the policies they push is good for the economy is now being undermined by the data and by what we see on TV. I mean, who thinks that underfunding that bridge in Minneapolis was good for the Minneapolis or Minnesota economy? I mean, that puts a huge dent in that economy because they had a right-wing governor who refused to pass legislation to better invest in the bridge, legislation that the Democratic legislature tried to give him.
Well, we've had 6 years or more. Well, actually, since 94, I guess, which would be Gingrich and Norquist, we've had it since 1994. Now, I honestly would like to ask people if they feel like that the country as a whole is better off now than it was in 1994. Usually the answer you get is, well, I'm better off.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Are you really?
What's interesting, the most interesting polling data I've seen is that 6 years after the Bush tax cuts, 4 in 5 Americans tell, I think it was the Gallup or CNN pollsters, that they feel like their taxes have either stayed the same or gone up. Now, they're not wrong, because most of the tax cuts that have been passed in the name of helping the economy have gone to the super wealthy. I think out of the first Bush tax cut, which cost about $1.2 trillion, I think $700 billion of it went to the top 5 or 10% of the country. So it's true. Most Americans have not felt a tax cut. In fact, what they've probably felt is a tax increase because Bush has been raising federal fees, and because Bush and the Republicans in states have been cutting services. So that's what we have going on right now. And I think, you know, hopefully through the presidential campaign, through our state legislatures, that this debate is starting to turn, and the Grover Norquists, the David Harsanyis, they're going to be shown that their policies are actually horrific for the economy.
7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. David Sirota with me. You also mentioned in this blog entry, this article, about Rudy Giuliani, who, as you know now, right now as it stands, leads the Republican field, and that he was talking about the Loeffler curve as a way to fix things. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, what he said, and I'm going to paraphrase, what he said was he was asked in Iowa, you know, what would he raise taxes in order to better fund infrastructure. It was right after the bridge disaster. And he said basically, well, I take issue with the framing of your question. I don't, you know, I think it's a liberal way you're asking your question. You don't need to raise taxes to generate revenues. You know, you can cut taxes. And that generates revenues. That's the old Laffer curve model, named after the crackpot economist who gave this theory to Reagan. You know, you cut taxes, it
right.
theoretically increases productivity, and that increases tax revenues.
The Laffer curve.
Right, the Laffer curve, correct. It's funny because you should laugh at it.
Right.
And the reporter, what was funny was, the reporter who asked the question at the debate, Giuliani gave his ridiculous answer, and the reporter turned to the next candidate, I think it was Romney, and he said, Governor Romney, which taxes would you cut to fix bridges across the United States? And so, you know, it exposed the ridiculous and what I call, you know, it's fundamentalism that Republicans now peddle. This idea that cutting taxes generates revenues, so utterly debunked by the actual data, has become an assumed fact among even the top Republicans running to run the country.
Yet the same stuff keeps getting circulated all the time. I heard Chris Matthews do it about the other night about tax and spend Democrats, and Democrats are never turning down a tax that they didn't like.
Well,
how do you fly for free? This is what I can't figure out.
Right, and here's the thing. I mean, I think the elite debate, you know, the debate among the Chris Matthews, among the presidential candidates in their bubbles, among professional political elites may not have changed. But I do think that the public and people in local communities realize what's really going on, or are starting to realize what's really going on. I mean, I think the tax issue is a tough nut to crack, because nobody likes paying taxes. And it's hard to, you know, to mount a campaign saying why, you know, trying to make taxes a good thing. Because, look, again, nobody likes paying taxes. But the issue is that we have to do a better job as progressives of communicating how taxes really are your investment in society. And we get what we pay for.
Aren't we supposed to have some kind of commitment towards the communities and the country that we love and the society that we live in, and that you can't fly for free? And I don't understand. I mean, I understand the argument about government waste. I understand the argument about, give them the money and they'll blow it. I think all of us, I don't care what your political orientation is, we're all against that. I mean, everybody is against that. Everybody's against that kind of waste. But on the other hand, you can't have the other extreme either, because then you end up having to pay more money in the long run.
Yeah, of course. And the government waste issue has been used to demonize all government spending. Meanwhile, again, going back to the actual data, we know that among the biggest programs that the government administers, it's actually as efficient, if not more efficient. I'll give you an example. Medicare, the biggest health care provider in the country, it spends about 3 to 4 cents for every dollar of every health care dollar on paperwork and administrative costs. The private market, your HMO, your private health insurance company, they spend about 17 to 18 cents per dollar on administrative costs and paperwork. Okay, so we know, as you know, that's just one example, that this whole idea that any program that is administered by the government is automatically wasteful. We know in one of the biggest examples out there that that is simply not true. And I think that, you know, I hope on the health care debate that the Republicans keep digging in and keep saying, you know, it's bad for Democrats to try to push to expand children's health insurance program like they're saying right now. I hope the Republicans keep saying we shouldn't invest in public infrastructure, in our roads, our bridges, our dams, because the more they do that, the more extreme they sound, and the better the election prospects will be, I think, for Democrats.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that, because I think they're out of step with what people really want. You know, I brought this up on the air a couple of weeks ago, too. Here's the other thing that really amazes me. Last thing here. These folks worship on the idol of big business and corporate America, and they go on and on and on about the inefficiency of government. Yet
every person you run into, that you talk to, how many stories can they tell you about their company bungling something?
Yeah, right, right.
Screwing something up. How come they don't put two and two together and come up with four?
Yeah, no, you're right. This whole idea that, you know, the private market is more efficient, it's just ridiculous. My favorite is this, is when people, oh, it's socialized. You know, Democrats want to socialize medicine. Socialized medicine. Hey, well, last I checked, we have socialized police. We have socialized firefighters. We have socialized roads, socialized parks. We have socialized Medicare, socialized Social Security. Wow, those things sound really, those are terrible. Those are, well, God, we gotta fight this kind of quote unquote socialism, right? See, that's what I'm saying. The more they go down that road, I think the more opportunities there will be to actually start having these tax and budget fights on our turf and showing how extreme and out of touch that they really are.
I would totally and wholeheartedly agree. I really would. And it amazes me that most people, I'm sure there's some who would step forward and they would say to you, well, where I work, great. But even the best of places, there's inefficiency, there are people who do not do their jobs, and they make short-sighted decisions where they should be making long-term ones, and they waste money, and yet we're supposed to believe from people like John Caldera and others that this is the model for the perfect world.
And let me add one other thing, which is really nobody really thinks about. So there's waste at your company. We'll admit there's waste in government, okay? At least in government, government is a small-d democratically run institution. You, the voter, you, the society, has an input in trying to fix the situation. At many companies, most companies are private dictatorships. I mean, that's what they are. I'm not criticizing it. That's what a company is, a top-down company. There's no democracy in the company. You don't have any right to input, really, I guess, unless you're a shareholder, but that's skewed because most shares are owned by a small amount of people. So in other words, at least in the government, we as a society has input to try to fix things. You know, in a company, inside most companies, you don't have much of a voice. And most people are not unionized. Most companies, there's no democracy in the company unless you're an owner. So you know, there are benefits that we don't even talk about to having things at least have some government input.
That's, you know what? That's exactly right. The only business I really like is small business. David, thanks, man. I appreciate you being on the air. I appreciate you letting us once again interrupt your writing schedule. And I hope to see you soon.
Me too. Anytime, Jay. Thanks again.
Thank you, David. All right, there's David Sirota. Back to open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? If it's on your agenda, it's...
This is what I use to help me lose the weight.
What?
This. NanoSlim. That little blue micro-tablet. The smallest weight loss solution.
How many of those NanoSlim micro-tablets did you have to take to lose the weight?
Just one a day with diet and exercise.
One?
One.
One?
One.
There's only one thing more amazing than the size of a NanoSlim weight loss tablet, and that's the powerful results you can get. Get new NanoSlim, enormously powerful, impossibly small, at Supercenters, GNC, Walgreens, and stores everywhere. Results will vary. Read label before use.
In a land of manicured lawns, just down from the park and the soccer fields, a typical suburban mom begins her day.
There's a guy in there who knows where the pot is.
Selling weed.
Hey, a cop or something?
No, he's a criminal, just like us. It's going to be fine.
Monday at 10, 9 Central on Showtime, Golden Globe winner Mary Louise Parker stars in the season premiere of Weed. Then, in a land of celebrities and ocean air, a struggling novelist tries to work out his case of writer's block. The only way he knows how.
What was that?
Would be my husband.
Oh, I think I should go.
Golden Globe winner David Duchovny stars in a tempting new Showtime original series, Californication.
You're like this famous writer, huh?
More like a one-hit wonder.
Now I'm definitely not going to sleep with you.
It all starts Monday at 10, 9 Central. The season premiere of Weeds, followed by the series premiere of Californication.
Father, why is there a naked lady in your bedroom?
I'll check.
Only on Showtime. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to SHO.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Disturbia, Life Support, and I Think I Love My Wife. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
that we've always loved about our Sleep Number bed is that it allows us to adjust the firmness at the touch of a button, from feather soft to extra firm or anywhere in between. My Sleep Number is 75. Mary's Sleep Number is 70. It's so nice to have a bed that can be personalized to my needs and her needs each and every night. And the innovative people at Select Comfort have created a whole new generation of Sleep Number beds with an exclusive multi-layer comfort system that helps balance your temperature as it fluctuates throughout the night so you can sleep more comfortably. They've even further enhanced the Sleep Number bed with new comfort materials that offer plush cradling and extra support. Queen sets start at under $1,000, and unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. You really have to experience these new beds for yourself. You really got to try them out. And the new Sleep Number beds are only available at Select Comfort stores. And just in time for back to school, check out the new Sleep Number Bed 101 Student Bed Collection featuring a portable Sleep Number bed. Now you can take personalized comfort back to school, but hurry, the student bed is only available while supplies last. And I got some more good news for you. Now through August the 19th, Select Comfort is having an end-of-summer sale. The new Sleep Number beds are here, and they're on sale. They feature new comfort materials, including the revolutionary temperature balancing material that actually helps you regulate your temperature as it fluctuates throughout the night. Visit a Select Comfort store today. See how you can take advantage of no payments and no interest financing for 18 months on selected Sleep Number bed sets. See the store for complete details. You got to get in there now, because the end of the summer sale ends Sunday, August the 19th. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand new location at the 29th Street Mall.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology, for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Disturbia, Life Support, and I Think I Love My Wife. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
This Sunday night, Flavor Flav gets clocked.
Enough with the clock. You can take it off. You haven't had a bee anywhere in 13 years.
The Comedy Central roast of Flavor Flav.
How do you embarrass a crackhead who wears a Viking helmet?
This Sunday at 10, 9 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Kind of a salute there to Bo Diddley. 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, open phones, anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Hey, check this out. AM 760 wants to send you to the movies for free. The 11th Hour is produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio, and it's a film that hopes to inspire action as we face the environmental crisis of global warming. AM 760 will be at select Denver Metro Bojo's Pizza locations around the Denver metro area next week, handing out movie passes while they last, so you can go see this for free. For more information on the dates and locations, visit am760.net. Let's go to Andrea in Boulder. Andrea, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
You sure have terrific guests.
Oh, well, thanks.
And I also really like the music you play. I know somebody called last week and said they didn't. Well, they're wrong.
Yeah, I get a lot of that.
Anyhow, the reason I'm calling is to urge everybody to watch Bill Moyers tonight. He is having the second program on impeachment. He had one on July 13th, and he got such a positive response that he's having the same guest back, I think the same guest. The guy that was the most persuasive and articulate, I think, was a guy named Bruce Fein.
Right. I've seen him talk before.
He's amazing. Well, he's an arch conservative.
Yes, he is.
And he was a deputy attorney general under Reagan, and he wrote the articles of impeachment against Bill Clinton. And that's what makes him so persuasive. And he's saying that we're in a constitutional crisis right now and that impeachment is the cure. And so I really hope everybody gets. So it's at 9 o'clock tonight on Channel 6. And some of the points that he makes are that Bush is taking powers that were never granted to him by the Constitution. He doesn't want oversight. He does these awful things, and he says, nobody can check up on me. You know, he wants to disappear people, torture people, and give them no due process, and doesn't want anybody checking on him. And but Congress is not standing up to him, and he needs to be smacked down, and that's precisely why impeachment was written into the Constitution, to deal with this abuse of power that we've got right now. And but another thing he said that I really loved was that Congress is an invertebrate, and they don't have the guts to stand up to him. And they don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand their role, and they don't understand their oath to defend it. And they're not doing it. And we need to call upon our representatives to do the thing that they were put there to do.
See, I think they do understand. I think the difference is, though, that they have abdicated their responsibility. And the best example of that is that during the whole Watergate situation with Richard Nixon, you had bipartisanism as far as Nixon breaking the law and Nixon getting into trouble. You had conservatives who came forward and said, well, this isn't right.
That's right. Barry Goldwater went to Nixon and told him to resign.
Yeah, so did Everett Dirksen. But what you've got now is you've got people like Wayne Allard, you've got people like John Boehner, you've got others. And what they're doing is they're standing behind this guy no matter what he does, and they're abdicating their responsibility.
That's
and
right.
The reason we can't get anything impeachment-wise going is because we don't have enough votes in the Senate to make it happen.
Well, I think that Bruce Fein would say in response to that, I mean, obviously, I'm just guessing, but I think that what he'd say to that is Conyers could begin proceedings of impeachment, and it needs to happen whether you've got the votes or not. Bush needs to know that there are people that are going to stand up to him, and I think that if Congress, they claim on this program that 56% of the people want Cheney impeached and 46 want Bush impeached. Well, if that number of people started to say to Congress, you impeach these twerps. You know, they can't do the things that they're doing. You know, Cheney's always talking about he believes in a robust presidency. Well, what that means is I can do anything I want, and nobody's going to can check up on me. You know, they don't believe in the Constitution. Yeah. I don't know what country these people were raised
in. Well, they can't read it, apparently. But then again, apparently, neither can people like Wayne Allard, neither can people like John Boehner, neither can people like Mitch McConnell, neither can...
No, I know it.
Neither can a lot of people.
I totally don't understand. I'm brokenhearted about what's happening right now. But anyhow, if anybody wants to see that July 13th program or the other one, if they can't watch tonight, you can go online and watch it. You can also get the programs. You just need to go to Bill Moyer's Journal, and you can watch online, and you can get the transcripts. And Bruce Fein is amazing. He's amazing because he is, you know, so conservative and is saying, it's got to happen. This has got to happen.
He's been there. He's been through it.
He's been through it.
So he ought to know, and we'll check it out for sure.
Great. Thank you so much.
Andre, thanks.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Get off your half moons. And get plugged in here. Are we going to resume a gay training class? Listen, if you haven't heard this Mike Gravel cut, we'll play this for you coming up. Plus, I got another pearl, another absolute jewel from Chris Matthews. And Chris Matthews' man crush syndrome and his manly man business. If you haven't heard this one, I'll play it for you coming up. Bizarre. And is there anybody out there who actually believe? Oh, and some woman called us and wouldn't get on the air. She said, "Well, Mike Gravel knows his. He knows his. What did she say? John, his Greek history." Oh, really? Well, still, how do you train somebody to be gay? As Gravel is alleging here. We'll be offering gay training classes starting right after 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk here at the Tech Center if you'd like to come learn how to be gay. 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour, here's Gina with traffic.
That three-car wreck still causing some traffic jam southbound I-25 north of I-70. So watch out if you are headed through that I-70, I-25 corridor out of Thornton, North Glen, and into downtown. That's really the slowest spot for us right now. Eastbound 270, pretty heavy across Commerce City. And we have all the usual heavy traffic now, especially on our eastbound arteries. Weather outlook today, expect a sunshiny day with dry, hot conditions. High of 97. Currently, it's fair and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers.
Right now, plan your vacation at your local auto parts store or service shop, because during the Ultimate Road Trip Sweepstakes, you could win a trip to Orlando or Las Vegas and get up to $60 cash back after mail-in rebate when you replace your wipers, brakes, or line the front end. Just buy or have installed qualifying Anko, Wagner Brake, or Moog products. Mail in the rebate and you're automatically entered in the sweepstakes. See a participating auto parts store or service facility or download a rebate coupon at ultimateroadtrip2007.com. Certain restrictions apply.
Debts are piling up, your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.T. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.T. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.T. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
This Sunday on Comedy Central, Flavor Flav gets clogged.
Enough with the clock. You can take it off. You haven't had a bee anywhere in 13 years.
A Comedy Central roast of Flavor Flav with Jimmy Kimmel, Snoop Dogg, Ice-T, Lisa Lampanelli, Patton Oswalt, and more.
How do you embarrass a crackhead who wears a Viking helmet?
And Roastmaster Cat Williams.
He's an icon and an ex-con.
A Comedy Central roast of Flavor Flav. This Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
And now for the bonus round. If pie is in the sky, where's cake?
A distant meadow.
Correct. If a table is not a chair...
A love seat.
Correct. What's the affordable way to rent movies?
Netflix. Five movies for $5.
Correct! Awesome. Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. Five movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5x5 details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Do you drive in stop-and-go traffic or during extreme temperatures? Do you make frequent short trips? If so, you are a severe driver. Really, almost everyone is. Don't worry, AutoZone can help. Severe drivers need to change their oil every 3,000 miles. So come to AutoZone, where you'll find all the parts and products you need, plus the advice you want. Remember, it's 3,000-mile oil changes for severe drivers. Get to AutoZone now.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Yeah.
43 minutes after the hour here at AM 760. Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms, high today 97. Not fade away. That that guitar riff is kind of a cop from Bo Diddley, but it was also the original version that was done by Buddy Holly, and I left that out. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Let me take this call from Adrian, who's hanging on in Denver, and then we'll play you the Senator Mike Gravel cut. And also, I got to play this one by Chris Matthews, which is just as good. Matter of fact, I ought to have you vote on which one you think is better. Here's Adrian in Denver. Adrian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to follow up on your on your discussion with David Sirota. For people out there who don't want to pay taxes, if you went to public school, somebody paid taxes for you to go to school.
Oh, that's right.
And, you know, and we can go down the list of things that are sort of part of the common good. I mean, like the roads. Somebody paid taxes for those roads that your food comes over to go to the grocery store. And to me, what doesn't make sense is that people are so selfish as far as, like, seeing only me, that they don't see that some things that the government does is good.
Well, there's good and bad in everything, and it's only going to be as good as the people who you put in trust to run it. But these folks carry it to extremes. Like,
exactly right.
Nobody's talking about a state-planned central economy, yet what you'll get is you'll get these folks who will say, oh, okay, I hear what you're saying. Let the government take over everything. Well, you know, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is keeping the United States of America competitive, keeping us safe, and taking care of business now, because if you put off taking care of that business, what ends up happening is it always turns around to get you in that it costs more to get it done.
Exactly right. I mean, that broken bridge is an example of what people call benign neglect. And you know what? Neglect is never benign. It's actually malignant. And what happens is something tragic and, to me, almost criminal, because those people who died on that bridge were, I'm not saying, you know, but it's like somebody had to take responsibility for taking care of stuff. And then what do you have? You have a broken bridge. You have interference with, like, commerce. You have people who are injured. And how is that, like, good? How does that make us more secure?
Well, it's not
because you've got more money in your pocket.
No, it's not good. But you know what? Here's the central question: do you think living in the United States of America, the greatest country in the world, the nicest place there is, at least that I know of, and I guess maybe beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but
well, I
do
haven't
you
lived anywhere else either? So.
Well, yeah, I've been a lot of other places, but do you think living here, do you think that there should be some kind of requirement for citizenship, or should there not be any requirement at all for citizenship, which, in other words, that as a society, we should function on the idea that I want mine, I've got mine, the hell with you, and that greed should be and should be the number one motivating factor. Do people think that, you know, that's okay? And then the argument that will come up will be, well, let private organizations, let private charities handle these problems. But there are some problems that private charities can't handle. Like, in other words, I'm not putting the Red Cross or the United Way in charge of repairing I-25. Right?
Exactly. I don't understand. I mean, believe me, there are a lot of things about the government I don't particularly like.
But
there are some
do.
Things that they do that are pretty good. There are some things they do that are not good.
I think we
the people, have an input into, you know, who represents us, what what gets done, as long as we sort of let people know it's like, this is not okay anymore. And I think people are getting it that things are not okay anymore.
Well, it's a harder sell now than it's ever been. Why? Because in all of the institutions in this country, government, the media, there's a poll out about the media, by the way, which shows
they're not
that,
doing their job
which
either.
Shows that most people feel that the media is biased, that they're inaccurate, and that they're uncaring. All of the public institutions that we used to have faith in those things are at an all-time low. So it's even a rougher sell now than it has been. But we better get off our dead asses and do something about these problems, or they're only going to get worse, and they're not going to get fixed. And these free marketeers privatize everything business, and I've got mine, and I want to hang on to mine, and the hell with you. They're gonna lead us right down the road to hell. Adrian, thanks. I appreciate it. All right. And they are leading us down the road to hell. Okay, I promise you. Senator Mike Gravel and Chris Matthews coming up. 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Well, it's been a pretty decent ride for a Friday, although we're still dealing with this multi-car crash southbound I-25 if you're approaching I-70. So watch out through there. Traffic's still pretty sluggish between 58th and Spear if you're making your way into downtown. Of course, we still have traffic stacked up southbound I-25 as well out of Thornton and North Glen. Got a lot of traffic on that eastbound side of I-70 from Washington toward Colorado. Weather outlook today. It'll be dry, hot, and sunny with a high of 97. Tonight, clear skies, 65. And looks like it'll be another hot day tomorrow at 96. Right now, fair and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's back to school time, and that means back to school clothes. ARC Thrift Stores is your number one back to school resource. They've got incredible
cheaperusedautos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip, but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit cheaperusedautos.com. At cheaperusedautos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Disturbia, Life Support, and I Think I Love My Wife. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-7227, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-7227, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Friends, and I really do believe in them, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Juan, Adolf, Ziggy, so many, Isaac, so many really, really, really good people. Now, they're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they're easy to find. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. There's a big sign out in front, plus you'll see all the great vehicles. So, once again, we work hard for our money. So, we're not going to turn around and just throw it out a window. Before you buy anywhere else, check out what's going on at Rockies. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
We make cars and trucks. We've been doing it for 81 years.
We don't dabble in lawnmowers, generators, or motorcycles.
We just make cars and trucks.
We were the first to introduce power brakes
back in 1932.
Then we pioneered the first wind tunnel development in 34.
It helped us make our cars aerodynamic.
So aerodynamic, NASCAR changed their rules because of our advantage.
We were the first to put a modern radio in a car.
Offer power windows.
And by the way, we also invented the muscle car.
Minivan.
And SUV.
But the only thing more impressive than our past is our future.
We have 20 new Chrysler,
Jeep, and Dodge vehicles on the horizon.
And now we're offering another industry first.
A lifetime powertrain limited warranty.
For the new Chrysler.
Get ready for the next 100 years.
No deductible applies. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable. Not available on SRT, diesel vehicles, Sprinter, Ram chassis cab, and certain fleet vehicles. On purchases beginning 7/26/07. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
Just Brakes.
Yes. Does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88. That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
That's homosexual training. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 97, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with the open phones, 303-713-7600. Okay, I'm going to play these now, and then coming up after the top of the hour, we've got Dr. Christian Weller. We'll talk about the fluctuating stock market, then we'll go back to open phones. And now, you know what I may do? What I may have you do is I may have you vote on who makes a bigger idiot out of themselves. Okay, first of all, here's Senator Mike Gravel in regards to gay rights, because Democratic candidates were talking about this very subject at a televised forum. Here's what Senator Mike Gravel had to say about gay rights.
It's always the gay issue that comes up, it seems. You know, first with Clinton, it was don't ask, don't tell. They used that against him. Well, now it's the marriage.
That's right. And you know something? Clinton was dead wrong on that issue. It's ridiculous. He was trying to be mousy and in the middle. He should have said, hey, like Harry Truman did, there's only one group of people in the military, and I don't care what color they are, they're all intermingled. And Harry Truman did it. He got hit in the head with it. But now that's the first major integration that took place in the United States of America, and Harry Truman had the guts to do it. And so when Clinton got to be president, the first thing he's doing is standing on two legs, waffling back and forth. Oh, don't tell us you're gay. What are you talking about? If you had any knowledge of history, ancient history, in Sparta, they encouraged homosexuality because they fight for the people they love. And if it's your partner and you love them, you're prepared to die for them. And that's the same ethic you see in the military today. It's not the country. It's my partner. Go see the movies on war, and it's always the person next to me who's in my foxhole with me. Well, I got to tell you, extend that a little further, and you'll see why the Spartans trained their people to be homosexuals, because they were better fighters.
Unbelievable. Okay, here's Chris Matthews.
I don't see a big, beefy alternative to Hillary Clinton, a big guy.
A big guy.
You know what I mean? In all, in every way, big guy.
Yeah,
I don't
way.
See one out there.
Yeah.
I see a lot of slight, skinny,
yeah. You know,
second and third.
Richardson's kind of beefy. Richardson's
yeah, right. Right. I know. We'll talk about Richardson later.
Yeah. Chris wants a big, burly, beefy candidate. He's always into that. Manly man. The guy's got like a man crush. And then how about Gravel? Gay training. Well, gee, I think I'll call CU and enroll in the gay training class.
How did Alan Combs get his start? What does Tom Harbin look like? What's on the Jay replay today? The answer is at your fingertips.
Become a Progressive Club member. Watch Jay's video of the week.
And listen to live streaming.
Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
On AM760.net.
Some women stick needles into their face to look younger.
Ouch.
Other women get fancy treatments that cost hundreds of dollars.
Ouch.
Here's something that should make you feel better. You can look years younger without painful injections, harsh chemicals, or expensive treatments. All you need is Dermatage. It's a revolutionary new skincare system using the latest technology to help reduce the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines in just minutes. See for yourself. Try it free for 2 weeks just for calling 1-800-400-7618. Dermatologist tested Dermatage increases skin firmness and hydration and helps boost your natural collagen production to give you smoother, younger-looking skin in just minutes. With your first application of Dermatage, you'll see visible changes in your skin, an immediate improvement in fine lines and wrinkles, and a healthy, dewy glow. Say goodbye to your wrinkles today and take years off your appearance for free. Call within the next 15 minutes for your risk-free trial of Dermatage at 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapanik, and the Fed ride to the rescue. The central bank is trying to calm Wall Street's concerns about a credit crunch that would dry up loan funds and throw a serious monkey wrench into the economy. Economist Ken Malin.
What the Fed has done is stepped into the breach and provided the liquidity, the funds, that other banks are not providing.
But the Fed's promise this morning to pump cash into the financial system hasn't done much so far. After 30 minutes of trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down 88 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down 24. Floor broker Stephen Porpora.
Everybody's antsy. Everybody's on edge. Everybody's looking to try to get their arms around the magnitude of these credit issues.
In Utah, no news may be bad news for rescue workers at the site of the coal mine cave-in. CBS News correspondent John Blackstone.
Certainly there's some disappointment here this morning. Rescuers did manage to drill this 2.5-inch hole directly into the chamber where they believe the miners are trapped. But when they lowered a listening device into the mine, they could hear nothing. They had hoped that they would hear signs of life, that they might be able to talk to the miners, but that didn't happen this morning.
In western Pennsylvania, the sandbags are getting picked up, but the damage is done. A powerful summer storm unleashed floods that poured through streets and homes. A woman in suburban Pittsburgh says she's had it.
I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving. I'm just going to abandon the property. I have no choice.
Then there's the heat.
The blistering heat will continue to roast the southern third of the country from the Tennessee Valley southward to the Gulf Coast. The actual temperature will be between 95 and 105, and with the high humidity, it'll feel like it's over 110.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen. It's a better way to catch breast cancer early on. CBS's Larry Miller is on the Health Watch.
A German study of women with a high risk of breast cancer found that MRI scans are substantially more effective at detecting early-stage cancer than traditional X-ray mammograms. The study in the Lancet Medical Journal said MRIs identified a non-malignant tumor in more than 90% of the women with the condition, while mammograms found it in just 56% of the cases. That's important because early diagnosis means the lesion can be removed before it turns cancerous.
ABC TV says Robin Roberts will return to Good Morning America Monday, just 10 days after breast cancer surgery. Deadly gunplay in a western North Carolina trailer park.
Everyone's in shock.
Everyone's in shock, says Burke County Sheriff's spokeswoman Tina McCurry. The rampage took place at three different mobile homes. By the time it ended, the man who allegedly started the shooting and two other people were dead. Two more had been wounded. Updating the Wall Street figures, the Dow Industrials are down now about 100 points. The NASDAQ Composite is lower by 26. This is CBS News.
Pump four is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct!
Latin Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies, DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix, it's that easy. Five movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use, restart time, and 5 for 5 details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Former UNC punter Mitch Kozad finds out October 2nd just how long of a vacation he'll be getting in the Crossbar Hotel for stabbing starting punter Rafael Mendoza in his kicking leg. A jury finding Kozad guilty of second-degree assault with a sentence ranging from 5 to 16 years. Mendoza says, good.
Personally, I hope he gets the max. I mean, that's just me. It's up to the judge.
Mendoza says a tough sentence will send a message. You earn a spot on the team by hitting the weight room and working hard, not trying to sabotage a teammate. Speaking in Aspen yesterday, Democratic presidential hopeful John Edwards said President Bush's proposal to simplify corporate taxes will only make the rich richer and hurt the middle class. Bush says he's interested in exploring the possibility of providing even more tax relief to corporate America. But he says that's so hard to do with a Democratic-controlled Congress. And a Catholic priest facing an indecent exposure charge after the cops say he went jogging in the nude in Frederick had been investigated for inappropriate personal behavior more than 8 years ago. Allegations against the Reverend Robert Wipke surfaced when he was pastor of St. Anthony's Parish in Sterling. Details weren't released, but the Denver Archdiocese insists it didn't involve any sexual contact. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're still dealing with some delays if you're trying to get into downtown. We had a earlier three-car wreck south on I-25 just north of I-70, so that is still being cleared off the highway. Got pretty heavy traffic now on your eastbound routes, including C-470 across both Littleton and Highlands Ranch. We also have eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike lining up at Pecos. Weather outlook today, expect sunshine, dry, hot conditions with a high of 97. Tonight, clear and 64, and right now, fair and 67 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Day. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offerings 9907.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 97. AM 760 wants to send you to the movies for free. The 11th Hour is produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio. And it's a film that hopes to inspire action as we face an environmental crisis of global warming. AM 760 will be at select Denver Metro Bojo's pizza locations next week, handing out movie passes while they last. You want more information about this? You want to go see the 11th Hour for free? For more information on the dates and locations, visit am760.net and pick up those free passes. All right, let's talk about the stock market. It's been going around up and down, and it tumbled yesterday. Stocks tumbled as the French market suffered, and so did the Nikkei. The Center for American Progress's senior fellow and economic policy expert, Dr. Christian Weller, is here to talk about this and its effect on the economy as a whole. Dr. Weller's expertise is in the area of retirement income security, macroeconomics, and international finance. Prior to joining the center, he was on the research staff at the Economic Policy Institute, where he remains a research associate. And, of course, you can always go to AmericanProgress.org to find out more about Dr. Weller and more about the Center for American Progress. And, Dr. Weller, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Stocks. Tough day yesterday on Wall Street with the swings going into the triple digits and falling more than 380 points. But how does that affect those of us who really don't hold that many stocks?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, for that, you really need to look at the underlying problem. What is underlying the swings in the market right now is that basically the unprecedented mortgage boom over the last few years has come to an end, is now taking its toll, both in financial markets as well as on Main Street. What that means is the last few years, a lot of money was pumped into an unsustainable run-up in mortgages, especially subprime mortgages for people with blemished credit histories or less than perfect credit histories. And that has ultimately ended up in a rise in foreclosure rates. And then that ultimately meant more sales of homes, lower sales prices of homes, and that meant that property values are at least stable or possibly declining in some areas. So that's the first hit that people are getting. The second one is that the rise in foreclosure rates is unprecedented. We've never seen any, at least not in the last 25 years, we've seen anything like this. And so a lot of investors, both domestically and internationally, who fueled the debt boom, the housing boom in the last few years, are now spooked. And they're basically holding on to their cash. And it's just simply supply and demand. As they're holding on to their cash, the price of money is going up, meaning interest rates are going up. And we see this already for jumbo loans, loans that are over $417,000. But I think this will ultimately lead to higher interest rates, at least these long-term rates, for mortgages, for small business loans, and so on and so forth. And I think that's the biggest worry, so that you get, for middle-class families, you get a dual hit here. You get a hit to the property values, and you get a hit, possibly, to the mortgages and to the mortgage market through higher interest rates.
How's the economy doing as a whole? Because you get conflicting reports. Well, I mean, yesterday the president said the economy's fine, sound fundamentals, but then you talk to people who are out there, like in the retail world, who are out there every day slugging it out, and a lot of them are saying, wait a minute, things are slow, things are soft. How's the economy doing as a whole?
Well, let's talk about the president going on record 2 days in a row on the economy. I mean, that's a panic move by the White House. I mean, this president speaks very rarely about the economy, and then he sticks to a few sound bites. Him actually, like, he talked on Wednesday about the economy, and then on Thursday the White House pushed him out again, and then he actually talked about the market crisis, and Mr. Bush is not a market expert by any stretch of the imagination. So this clearly was seen by the markets as a panic move by the White House, that they're really worried about the economy, and then I think there should be. The economy grew last year at about 3%, which was a moderately good growth rate. This year we're expecting slower growth, probably around 2%, and that will continue next year. What that means is 2% is better than nothing, but it ultimately will mean less employment growth. Employment growth has already decreased by about 25% from last year to this year. And that ultimately is fewer jobs are being created. That means it will be harder for people to see wage gains. It will be harder for people to see benefit increases. And clearly, that can continue for quite some time. Also, the other thing is, well, everybody agrees it will ultimately mean rising unemployment rates through this year and through next year. And so I think for the economy is definitely much weaker than it was last year. In the last few years, it wasn't that great either. But it is a substantial slowdown, both in economic growth as well as in employment, and that ultimately will mean less wage growth and less fewer benefit increases.
Hey, 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Dr. Christian Weller with us in the Center for American Progress. I know in my own life, my family business is not making as much money this year as it did last year.
I think right now, especially small businesses are going to be among the first victims of this, largely because their sales are declining. And on the other hand, for small businesses, you got to understand that 55% of all loans of unincorporated businesses are mortgages. So as the mortgage market is cramping up and tightening the reins, small businesses are going to feel the brunt and won't be able to expand or even manage a tough time for a few months.
So what's the answer to all of this? If there is one. I don't know that there's one.
I think there's a number of issues we got to deal with. The first one first is to really deal with how do you help people who are caught in this problem immediately, meaning how do you help people who are facing a foreclosure on their homes? We're not talking a bailout, but you definitely want to make sure that people who can no longer afford their home can get out of the home in an orderly fashion so that they ultimately can move, for instance, into a stable rental situation, for instance, without their credit completely ruined. I think that's the first thing. There's a number of proposals to improve these foreclosure assistance programs and foreclosure prevention programs, and they're often handled by nonprofit organizations, and they're fairly effective.
Well, what about the idea of arranging some kind of more manageable loan and credit picture for those folks that are facing foreclosure? I mean, after all, one time this country stepped up to the plate and gave, you know, sweetheart loans to Chrysler. I mean, why can't we attack this problem?
Well, that's part of the overall package of helping those people. If somebody is in a situation where they simply cannot afford currently their mortgage and it's a temporary problem, there are a number of local programs, mortgage insurance programs, mortgage assistance programs to help them weather that problem. Sometimes it's just simply not possible to make that work for a longer period of time. Then you need to find a way to work things out and then get out of your house. The other part is also a lot of borrowers are caught in predatory situations, and there are legal assistance programs that can help people to take legal actions against the lenders and thereby hopefully improve the terms of their loans or at least get out of their homes in an orderly fashion so that their credit is intact, relatively intact, and they can actually move on with their lives. So I think those are the primary concerns. The next concern is really to make sure there's enough money there for people who have good credit, who want to buy a home or continue their business. I think, to be honest, that's the biggest worry for me, what's happening to small businesses right now, how they're going to finance the slowing of the economy. I mean, in many cases, they're still selling stuff. They're still managing to hold on. But if working capital is just not coming forward from the banks, a hard situation can turn much worse for small businesses very quickly. And then there aren't any good solutions. There's a little bit of talk of basically sending Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac back into the fray and say, like, okay, well, they're going to be the backstop here and thereby boosting liquidity in the market and making it easier for people to get mortgages again. So I think that's certainly something to consider. And then the other big discussion is who's to blame for this and how can we prevent this from happening again? And I think Congress is definitely taking a hard look at this of was there a lack of regulatory oversight? And if so, whose fault was it?
Well, who is to blame for it?
I think there was a lack of regulatory oversight. I think definitely regulators did turn a blind eye, especially the Fed and others, did turn a blind eye to the practices that were going on. And you got to remember, Alan Greenspan went out there and said, this is great, and people should do more of this, at a time when most economists are saying this is insane, what's going on in the market, that the price increases in the mortgage market just simply were unsustainable, and too many people were caught in these exotic mortgages, that the payment-only mortgages, the interest-only mortgages, all of those where we knew that the costs will skyrocket in a few years, and that's exactly happening now. But in 2005, Alan Greenspan was still touting those as the perfect product. And I think that kind of irresponsibility on the part of a regulator needs to be scrutinized.
Well, we all know we don't need regulation. We've heard these free market folks before. I mean, every time things are deregulated, life gets better. Like the recent example about how electricity rates have gone through the ceiling after deregulation. I mean, who comes up with these ideas? Who comes up with these ideas that the market forces can totally and completely determine what goes on and that there's no need at all for any kind of oversight? And before people panic and say, oh, well, he wants a central state planned economy. No, you got to have some balance.
Yeah, and then in this case, the regulation actually would just simply require the big market drivers, in particular hedge funds and private equity firms, to at least report accurately how they're performing. I mean, we're not asking much. I mean, but to be honest, I mean, a little bit of hedge fund disclosure would go a long way of stopping a lot of insanity in the market. And I mean, a lot of the anti-regulation folks, they're saying like, oh, the market is working itself out. Yeah, the market is working itself out, but in a very painful way for a lot of people, who are losing their homes, who are losing their retirement income, or at least large chunks of their retirement income. And then I think this is, I think was foreseeable that this is not something that we woke up one morning and say, oh, all of a sudden there's a problem. No, I mean, this problem has been very well known for years, and the regulators decided not to do anything, especially under the Fed, under Bernanke, has been definitely more anti-regulation than Greenspan even was. And I think that's certainly one way how we got into this problem. And it is very painful. Just because we don't have a massive banking crisis yet doesn't mean this isn't a problem. I mean, we're losing, in terms of overall output, we're losing probably well over $100 billion this year because of this crisis, and probably another $100, $150 billion next year. That is a substantial chunk of change, and that means a lot of jobs that are not being created, and that means a lot less wage growth, and that means a lot fewer benefits for working families.
You know what I see? I'm not an economist, so you can correct me if I'm wrong. Here's what I see. We're not in a position to do anything about anything. You know why? Because, one, these ungodly tax cuts that were enacted, and we are so in debt. And then, two, look at all the money we're shoveling out the window in Iraq. We just don't have any money.
The regulatory part, and also the part I talked about, mortgage assistance and other things, the mortgage assistance, for instance, doesn't cost that much because the programs are already in place, and you just simply need to put a few hundred million dollars into supporting them. And so that's fairly small. The other part is regulation. Yes, it does. Will cost more money to hire more regulators and have a little bit more oversight. But that's ultimately a very big bang for the buck if we can ultimately smooth out a lot of these more large market swings in the stock market or in the housing market or in the mortgage market. And then the other part is there is a lot of scrutiny from the current Congress on the major players, on hedge funds and private equity funds, both in terms of regulation, but more importantly, on their tax treatment. What a lot of people don't know is they're getting fairly favorable tax treatment for their gambling money. And that ultimately, there's a serious discussion about taxing the income that really, really rich people are making with these gambles on mortgages and other instruments. To tax that at ordinary income. Right now it's taxed at capital gains. And so there is a talk about raising actually some revenue from the big winners of this. And I think that would just level the playing field in terms of tax treatment, but it would ultimately help to boost a little bit of the government's revenue.
But you know what you're going to get if you start proposing that? What you're going to get is you're going to get, redistribution of wealth.
Well, we've gotten that, and I gotta say, it's surprising how well. I mean, the tax proposal, to be honest, is coming from Mr. Grassley, who is a Republican, and Mr. Baucus, who's not known to be like the most class warfare-oriented Democrat. And this has bipartisan support. It is a moderate proposal, and it has gotten a fair amount of support from people on the campaign trail, and, at least on the Democratic side. And so I think this tax proposal, and it really, it's about leveling the playing field between somebody who works for Goldman Sachs or for any other Wall Street firm and versus somebody who makes their money in a private equity fund. Their tax differences are quite substantial. And then really, you're talking about taxing billionaires and their income at ordinary income rates. I mean, quite frankly, often billionaires working for a private equity fund are paying lower tax rates than the secretaries working for them. So this is really a more tax fairness issue, and so it has a lot of legs, and it could raise not massive amounts of money, but it certainly would go in the right direction in terms of raising some money.
I bet you President Bush, though, would never go along with it.
He certainly has said that, but there's only so many things Mr. Bush can veto, and this one in particular will be hard for him to veto, given his current rhetoric that the government needs to be fiscally responsible. Never mind the irony of him saying the government needs to be fiscally responsible, but it would be very hard for him to veto something that would actually increase the government's revenue.
Okay, one last thing. What about the tax cuts?
Well,
how do you survive when you're spending more than you're taking in?
Well, for the time being, the gap is shrinking. But yes, without the tax cuts, we wouldn't have any budget deficits right now. So, as long as the overall increases in government debt are smaller than the economy is growing, you can manage that. It's not a particularly good situation. It hurts us in terms of funding worthwhile programs, and it hurts us in terms of preparing for the baby boomer retirement. So clearly we've known the tax cuts were extremely reckless. They did nothing to the economy. President Bush hailed them as boosting investment and employment, and both investment and employment growth have slowed since the enactment of the tax cuts. So that doesn't hold water. They didn't do anything to the economy, so taking them back wouldn't do much to the economy either. But and we need the money to prepare for the long-term challenges of the country, particularly baby boomer retirement and investing in our infrastructure, as we've just seen. So I think it really requires a new debate on fiscal policy and what the government should do and what it needs to do. But we're not going to get that from this current government.
No, we're not, and we need it very badly. Doctor, thank you so much for spending time with us. Really appreciate it. Good to have you back on the show, and hope we can tap your knowledge again.
Anytime.
All right.
Have a good day, Jim.
Thanks. There's Dr. Christian Weller, and if you want to find out more about him, go to AmericanProgress.org, and you can also not only find out more about him, but you can also find out more about the Center for American Progress. All right, we're in the middle of open phones. And anything you want to talk about is okay with me. 703. What the hell? 303. John, I realize it's 303. John jumps to the intercom. 303. I realize it's 303. 303-713-7600.
703 is a Chicago area code, isn't it? Or is it a California?
You know, I don't know.
I know. No, I think 703 is Arlington, Virginia.
Yeah, it might be. Chicago,
I'll look it up.
Chicago is 312, and then you're right, there's a suburban area code there, too. But I never used it because I never lived in the suburbs, so I don't remember what it is. Mine was always 312. And my old call-in number was 312-591-8900. All right. But anyway, our number is 303-713-7600. We'll take your call.
In a land of manicured lawns, just down from the park in the soccer fields, a typical suburban mom begins her day.
There's a guy in there who knows where the pot is.
Selling weed.
Are you a cop or something?
No, he's a criminal, just like us. It's going to be fine.
Monday at 10, 9 Central on Showtime, Golden Globe winner Mary Louise Parker stars in the season premiere of Weeds. Then, in a land of celebrities and ocean air, a struggling novelist tries to work out his case of writer's block. The only way he knows how.
What was that?
That would be my husband.
Oh, I think I should go.
Golden Globe winner David Duchovny stars in a tempting new Showtime original series, Californication.
You're like this famous writer, huh?
More like a one-hit wonder.
Now I'm definitely not going to sleep with you.
It all starts Monday at 10, 9 Central. The season premiere of Weeds, followed by the series premiere of Californication.
Father, why is there a naked lady in your bedroom?
I'll check.
Only on Showtime. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to sho.com.
Correct. If a table is not a chair...
A love seat.
Correct. What's the affordable way to rent movies?
Netflix. 5 movies for $5.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's 2 ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
8:28, 28 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you heard about the play... Feminazi? Yep, it's true. There is one. This is a play that is a feminist comedy. It's a search for sexist pigs. Hear the Virgin Mary's story. Unite with your older sisters. Tickets are available at boulderfringe.com, and tickets are $15 and $10 for students. Dates are August 18th through the 26th. Check out boulderfringe.com for the times. It's at the Carson Theater in the Dairy Center for the Arts. $25.90. Walnut Street in Boulder. For more information, it's feminazi.com or boulderfringe.com. Susan puts the F word in comedy for feminazi, and donations are being made to the Boulder Valley Women's Health Center. It's all part of the Boulder Fringe. Check out this hilarious comedy. Go to boulderfringe.com or thefeminazi.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Do you drive in stop-and-go traffic or during extreme temperatures? Do you make frequent short trips? If so, you are a severe driver. Really, almost everyone is. Don't worry, AutoZone can help. Severe drivers need to change their oil every 3,000 miles. So come to AutoZone, where you'll find all the parts and products you need, plus the advice you want. Remember, it's 3,000-mile oil changes for severe drivers. Get to AutoZone now.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
What is it that has the left all fired up? They don't like the fact that the president is willing to protect this country because of terrorism.
How can you tell me that the Democrats are weak on terror and weak on security when they're willing to make the commitment and your party isn't?
Ed Schultz. Ed Schultz. The Ed Schultz Show.
Give me a break. Don't close your mind. This is what's wrong with you conservatives out there. You create that what if, what that.
Weekdays at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Give me a break.
Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms, high today 97. And it's catch-as-can, as they used to say in the old wrestling world, the world of professional wrestling, that you can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike, who's been hanging on in Lakewood. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. I'm a little surprised to hear you guys still talking about the mortgage problem. I'm also a little surprised that it just keeps going. And I was a victim of a foreclosure, and very quickly I just wanted to reiterate the fact that the lenders essentially brought this on themselves. They only have to foreclose on one party in the mortgage. So what had happened, when I got foreclosed on, I had $65,000 in the bank. But after three payments missed, you're out of the house. There's not a chance in hell that they're going to come back and let you make it up, payment and a half, or, yeah, they just, and I'm not even sure it was predatory lending. I think it was, not the lender's fault. I blame the lawmakers in the state of Colorado and all the attorneys out there writing these laws. I signed my name on a mortgage, and I can't believe that they have the right to just foreclose on my wife and not me. And the fact that they don't even have to notify us personally, they can do it in the paper or online. The laws need to be looked at real hard, Jay.
Well, banks are not very responsive. Most banks are not very responsive. I'll tell you something. Whether it's mortgages, whatever it is, turn your radio down, man. Do me a favor. Most banks are not very responsible. We've got a bank, and it's the worst. There's one guy there that's really nice, but the bank itself absolutely is the worst. I'll tell you who it is because they don't advertise with us, so I got nothing to lose. And that's Washington Mutual. Washington Mutual is the worst. They're the worst. They are non-responsive. They are non-responsive. You get into an emergency, they hassle you over every damn thing. Every damn thing. And it's sad, man. It's sad. And it's sad that it's going on that the people that are getting hurt are everyday people who are getting forced out of their houses.
Yeah.
Because somebody talked them into these loans.
Well, it's obviously, you know, there's more people than there was back in the day, but there's absolutely no
mercy at all. They want the property.
No, that's exactly right. They don't care. You know what it is? I'll tell you something. They don't care, and it's akin to the insurance companies who do exactly the same thing. You're insured. You need an operation. You need some kind of health care. The information is submitted to some individual who doesn't know who you are, and then it's submitted to a panel, and they go over it, and they make the decision, and no emotion is involved, and nothing else is involved, and they have strict guidelines, and what ends up happening is you have to push and push and push and fight with them to get a frickin' inch, man, and it's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous, and nobody around here wants to answer to anybody for anything.
No. Jay, I know you got a lot of listeners hanging on. I just wanted to say one thing, and I'm not a very religious guy, but the big guy upstairs works in a mysterious way. As a result of everything that happened with me, I ended up going to a psychiatrist, but as a result of going to the psychiatrist, I got on some antidepressant drugs, and I'm a much better person today than I was 1 year ago when those people came after my house.
You know, good for you, man, because as somebody who has struggled with depression and somebody who has gone through that, I'll tell you something. You will open more doors now than you could have opened in the past. Congratulations to you for doing the right thing, and congratulations to you for taking control of your life. Congratulations to you, man. You should pat yourself on the back and treat yourself as being special because you are special.
Well, not really, Jay.
No, you are, because there are a lot of people who wouldn't do what you're doing. There are a lot of people who won't face up to those kinds of problems. They just blow them off or they blame them on other people, and you didn't do that. You took the bull by the horns, and you're making it happen. And, man, just kudos to you, pal.
Well, kudos to you, too, Jay, and a very interesting program. Thank you much for the airtime, and I'll talk to you again.
Hang in there, man. You're always welcome here.
Thank you, sir.
All right. 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour here. More of your calls coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
All right. Well, traffic looking a little bit better for our Friday, although we still had some cleanup going on there. Southbound I-25 approaching I-70. We have heavier traffic on eastbound 6 now from Wadsworth toward I-25. Same situation if you're on C-470 across either Littleton or Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today. Looks like it's going to be a nice day, but it's going to be hot, a high of 97. Right now, fair and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Disturbia, Life Support, and I Think I Love My Wife. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Mary and I just lost somebody close to us due to cancer. And he was only 41. So let me tell you something. Getting out in front of this problem is very, very, very important. I want you to listen real close. Lung cancer is the leader of cancer deaths in America. But with early detection, lung cancer can be cured. If lung cancer is detected early, the cure rate improves dramatically. And CT lung screening is the only screening test that has been shown to improve cure rates for lung cancer. So doing a chest x-ray to diagnose early lung cancer does not improve survival, because by the time it's big enough to show up on a chest x-ray, it has already spread over 90% of the time. This turns out to be true, that it's already spread. So if you've had significant exposure to smoke, or you're a smoker now, or you've had exposure to asbestos, you may be a good candidate for a screening CT lung scan. CT lung screens for early detection of lung cancer. And a CT lung screening at Front Range Preventive Imaging is under $250. That's roughly a fourth of the cost of the same procedure performed at a hospital. Now, for $250, you can get peace of mind. Why hesitate? 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I urge you to call today, 303-443-SCAN.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
Renewable energy saves money, but the initial investment can be steep. That's why Colorado Radiance Corporation offers affordable financing to qualified buyers. Don't wait to get custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiance systems for your home or business. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Everyone has dreams of being filthy, stinking rich. Best-selling author and millionaire maker Laura Langmire is your guide out of the quagmire of debt and into the oasis of financial freedom.
We're the first and only company who has millionaires as your coach.
Get off your lazy assets and let Laurel teach you how to create your own wealth cycle.
There's so many different things you can do to create more money in your life.
People like you seeking financial freedom are achieving millionaire status learning from Laura Langmire.
Your chances of success are so superior to any other program in the country.
Call now for your free Millionaire Maker book and Extreme Money Makeover CD and do something about your future.
What kind of life do you want to create? What kind of cash machine do you want to create?
Don't be jealous of the wealthy. Be the wealthy.
We don't have any judgment on where you've been, but we're going to take you where you want to go.
Call now for this limited time offer. Both the book and CD are absolutely free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-281-9193. 800-281-9193. 800-281-9193.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Disturbia, Life Support, and I Think I Love My Wife. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Just as dazed and confused as everybody else. 8:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms, high today 97, J. Marvin, open phones. Let's march to those phones. Oh man, we didn't play the Chris. We played the Chris Matthews and Senator Gravel thing. Okay, about gay training and all that stuff. Yeah, okay, we did. Here's Melissa in Denver. Melissa, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't understand what middle class is. I don't see a middle class anymore. We don't have a middle class anymore. We have the very poor, the poor, and the very rich. So I'm confused when someone says that we have a middle class.
All right, well, let me define what the middle class is.
Okay.
The size of the middle class it just depends on how you define it. And then there's key ways to define it.
Okay.
Education,
okay.
Wealth, environment of upbringing, genetic relationships, social network, manners, values, all that kind of stuff. Then there's the raw economic way to do it, which would be anybody who makes between $35,000 and $75,000 a year would be considered middle class.
Okay. All right. I understand that, but I don't see that. I make that kind of money, but I don't.
Well, you're considered middle class.
But I don't see that. And that's what I'm trying to say.
Well,
I own my own business.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? What do you mean you don't see it?
Well, I don't see it. I have a home. I have electricity. I have food. But I'm living from paycheck to paycheck.
Well, most people in the middle class,
and
most people
that being middle class.
Yeah, that's
not middle class.
That's middle class.
That's not a way to live either.
Well, I didn't say I didn't say that in the year 2007, Melissa, it was the way to live. But what I am saying is that's a facet not only of middle class life, but it's also a facet of lower middle class life, and it's a facet of the working poor. It's the way things are today.
I mean, I own my own business, and I'm cleaning and maintaining the foreclosure home every month, and I see what's going on. I have to pay and purchase my own health insurance, which is $500 a month, because I have my own business, but yet I'm looking at other people who can't afford their home due to circumstances. And I see the foreclosure rate. I'm cleaning between 60 to 100 homes a month just right now.
So. Well, things are tough, and they're tough on the middle class, and they're tough on the lower middle class, and they're tough on the working poor. There's no question about it. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to say otherwise. Question is, how rough is it? And how bad is the economy? I mean, how bad is it? I mean, I've been asking that, you know, virtually on and off all morning. Only you can tell me how you're doing, how your neighbors are doing, how people are doing.
My neighbor is a flight attendant. She's 50-some years old. She wanted to retire. She can't retire because she had to go back to work she had to make sure that she had a home to live in. You know, people are doing what they need to do. They're working 1, 2, 3, 4 jobs. People can't do that when they have families, but they have to. They have no choice. And it's bad. You know, I'm going into a home that somebody just lived in because they lost it. You know, that's pretty scary.
Well, it is.
It is very scary. And we have a president who is a war president. He is not a people president. He's not for you, me, and my family, and other people's family. He's for his elite.
Well, you also have to throw in, we've got members of Congress who are on the same page.
Oh, I know. We elect people, we keep electing the same people to do the same job that doesn't do the job. They don't want to do the job. Their only concern is when it's election time, when they want to do something that's important. You know, maybe at some point we need to say, okay, well, you know, throughout the so many years that you've been our congressman, our senator, and our representative of this state, if you don't want to do the job, then, you know, let's not do you anymore. Let's do someone else.
Well, it appears to me the only people that are truly and really happy are those who ignore all of this and they don't worry about it. But everybody else I talk to, whether they're on the right, the left, in the middle, mm-hmm. they're unhappy. They're concerned.
We're concerned. My family's concerned.
They're unhappy.
I'm from Cleveland, and my uncle has been out of work for 6 years in Cleveland.
Yeah, it's very, 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 very rough these days. Melissa, thanks. I appreciate
the
call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Did I tell you about this, that AM760 wants to send you the movies for free? The 11th Hour is produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio. It is a film that hopes to inspire you to take action as we face the environmental crisis of global warming. And AM760 will be at select Denver Metro Bojo's pizza locations next week, handing out movie passes while they last. You want more information on this, like the dates and the locations, visit am760.net. Let's go to Mary in Centennial. Mary, you're on AM760.
Hey, Mary. This is Mary.
My name's not Mary. My name is Jay.
Yeah. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Mary.
Listen, you know, I really want to put forth the thought that we are dealing with fascist thinking in this America that we used to know. I would suggest reading American Fascist, The Christian Right and the War on America by Chris Hedges.
I mean, you can go ahead and say that, you can say that, but I think it trivializes the damage and the problems that fascism and Nazism created during World War II. I don't see that we're living in a fascist country.
Okay.
I think we're living in a country
now,
that is really off the track.
What we are dealing with is fascism. It's a fascist-type idealism, ideology. And they typically go towards elitism and militaristic elitism and fundamentally aristocratic. And what they do
give me an example of military elitism.
For instance, what they're doing is they're trying to Christianize the military right now. And also, the whole thing
well,
is...
Well, you've always had that, though.
No, I think it's more prevalent today than it has been. It's been building for the past 30 years.
That's what I mean. We've always had it.
Yeah, but it's worse. And especially with the demonstration of what people are coming back with on the war, the people that have actually fought out there, that they are actually causing more trouble out there than what it's worth by just killing indiscriminately. And that's not good. And then the other thing is that they have contempt for the weak, and which would fall into they have to flaunt their wealth, and they have contempt for the weak. And so, therefore, if they are in all of our corporations, as they now are, they are trying to make us go broke so that they can show that they are the ones that are in power. And I really think that impeachment is definitely an answer. However, we don't have the votes right now, but the censorship could help. We've got to at least get this government out of power because
we will.
We're basically losing our democracy.
We will get them out, and it's called the next election cycle. But I still.
We need to get them out before this.
Well, there's no way to do that, and I still am very, very uncomfortable with the idea of using fascism, which most people associate with brown shirts and Nazis, and trying to make that comparison. I think that comparison doesn't wash, and it's a little too extreme. But thank you, Mary. I appreciate the call. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic with Gina.
Well, we've got a nice, easy drive across the metro area. Looks like all of our wrecks finally out of the way. That includes the one we had southbound I-25, although it's still a little sluggish there. 58 to Spear if you are headed into the downtown area. Eastbound 270 was pretty heavy between I-76 and Vasquez. And, of course, we have the usual slowdowns, that usual pocket. Southbound 225 just before Yosemite and down to your I-25 merge. Weather outlook today, we're going to have lots of sunshine with no rain in the forecast. It'll be hot, though, with a high of 97. Tonight, clear skies and 64, and it looks like for Saturday, it'll be another hot day at 96. Right now, fair and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
4.
I love the Comcast Triple Play, especially Comcast Digital Voice. Because for just one price, I call whoever I want anywhere in the country and talk as much as I want. And that's a lot.
That's a lot of speed. Comcast high-speed internet is up to 4 times faster than 1.5 meg DSL. My whole online experience has changed. Downloads are faster, pages load faster. Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to watching my favorite movies and shows on my schedule whenever I want. Because I have on-demand with Comcast Digital Cable.
The Comcast Triple Play with high-speed internet.
Digital voice and digital cable.
Get all three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill, three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Services not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
8:53, 53 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm not against capitalism. I like capitalism. I like the free market. I just believe that we have to have balance and we have to have regulation. But one of the things I like about the free market is that as a consumer, you've got a lot of choices out there, and you should have as many choices as you possibly can have. That's one of the reasons why I stand up for and I recommend that you go to Rocky's Autos, because I'll put them up against anybody. They're the home of the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've got over 700 vehicles, and their prices are phenomenal. Plus, they'll help you out bank account-wise. They're matching down incentive, and they've got numerous ways to finance, and they'll treat you better than you'll get treated anywhere else. That's because they got folks like Tom and Marv Alshire, and Spanky Herrera, and Colby Harris, and Fred Lobrato, and Gerard Menard, and Johnny Mays, and the list goes on and on. Over 100 employees, and they are told on a daily basis that the customer is number one. How do I know this? Because I've sat in meetings, and I've heard them told this, and I know that it's stressed. Check them out online at RockysAutos.com. Jump on the internet, see the selection there, or get out and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Announcing the exclusive Speedvac 2020 Lifetime LASIK Commitment. That's right. A lifetime 2020 LASIK commitment by the name Colorado has trusted for more than 25 years. Speedvac 2020 LASIK. If you're considering LASIK, call 303-C2020 today and take advantage of our exclusive Speedvac 2020 Lifetime LASIK commitment. And here's the best news of all. In addition to a 2020 lifetime commitment, our advanced blade-free custom view LASIK procedure also comes with a $1,000 savings. It's just our way of saying thank you, Colorado, for helping Speedvac 2020 LASIK become Colorado's most trusted name in vision. With our $1,000 savings, our Speedvac 2020 lifetime commitment, and the unsurpassed safety of blade-free interlace technology, isn't it time you said yes to LASIK? It's as simple as calling 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020 or online at speedvac.com.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
New CD. Good stuff.
Your smokestack lightning.
Boy, that's on my Hanukkah list. Trust me.
Just like gold.
Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 97 AM 760. Progressive talk quickly to Chris in Fort Collins. Chris, go ahead, man. Take it.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
Just keep on watching the media seems to be echoing constantly this myth that George Bush is perpetuating about how it, within 5 years he's going to have the national debt paid down following his current economic strategy. And I just look at the state the economy's in, and I can't understand how he says that, first of all, without anything to back it up. He doesn't present any kind of numbers or strategies or get anybody on to talk about this. And then second of all, it seems to me that nobody questions it when he says this, and nobody asks him how he's going to do it.
Well,
so
that's why he does it, because in this day and age, you've got people like him, you've got right-wing talk show hosts, media figures who make extreme, over-the-top, insupportable statements, and nobody comes forward and nobody says, wait a minute, where did you get that from? And prove what you're saying. They just let it go.
Yeah, it's curious, because if you think about it logically, it took President Clinton, what, about 6 or 7 years to balance the budget from the time he took office. Is
right.
that about right?
Right.
So how does he think that How does he say we're going to get
out? How he does it is because he can say it and nobody questions him on it. That's how he does it. And if you say it long enough, people will begin to believe it. Chris, thanks, man.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. More open phones coming up.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. That's right, if you're buying top quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-553-1732. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. That's the hardwood flooring home improvement expert Bob Vila installed in his home. And if it's good enough for Bob Vila, well, if you're looking at hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. See how to get more floor for your money. Come see us at 5060 Acoma Street in Denver. Or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-553-1732. That's 1-800-553-1732. 1-800-553-1732.
AM 760
and
HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The mood of the market?
It's clearly one of apprehension and caution.
New York Stock Exchange floor trader Arthur Cashin as the final day of a rocky trading week unfolds. Yesterday, the Dow plunged nearly 400 points, and overseas markets were hit hard overnight. This morning, after about 90 minutes, the Dow is down 179 points, and the Nasdaq off 42. Despite the volatility, Cashin urges investors not to panic.
It's best to sit in the stands and watch the game play out. The market is kind of like a person who's had a quick heart attack, and you're going to have to give it a couple of days to see when they're healthy enough to go down to the corner and pick up the papers.
Now, the Federal Reserve is trying to calm fears with a statement saying it's ready to step in with the cash necessary to keep financial markets operating smoothly. Crews continue drilling a second hole from the surface to the spot where six miners are thought to have been trapped by a collapse at a Utah coal mine on Monday. A smaller hole allowed rescuers to lower a microphone into the underground chamber, but it picked up nothing.
Does the silence mean the miners are dead?
Can't draw that conclusion. There's no way to answer that.
Mine co-owner Bob Murray says tests have shown the air quality underground is good, but Mine Safety and Health Administrator Richard Stickler indicated the best hope may now lie with a second, larger drill.
The best thing we think to do now is to leave the microphone in place and continue drilling the larger 8 5/8-inch hole.
And the underground rescue attempts are continuing. They've progressed 400 feet and could reach the spot where the miners are believed trapped in 4 to 5 days. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Wellington, Utah.
Nearly 4 months after a student gunned down 32 people and then killed himself on the campus of Virginia Tech, there are some new revelations. Virginia Tech Police Chief Wendell Flincham says before he went on his rampage, Sungwi Jo signaled violent intentions.
So did leave a handwritten bomb threat note inside Norris Hall on the morning of April 16th. He posted it on an interior door, and it was taken off by a faculty member and handed over to a custodian.
The note was found on a desk days later, and a handwriting comparison was done. The Iowa State Fair, where presidential politics this year is one of the main items on the midway.
I'm Peter Mayer in Des Moines. The Iowa State Fair Livestock Arena. It's a fine place to graze for voter opinions on the eve of the Republican presidential straw poll. In dozens of interviews, voters here say they're already very focused on the presidential race. Their overwhelming concern, the Iraq War. They're also worried about the economy and health care. Tomorrow's GOP vote is non-binding, but it's a big test of organizational clout. And the candidates know that's no bull. Peter Mayer, CBS News at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines.
And once again, checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is off 155 points, NASDAQ 37, the S&P 500 down 15. This is CBS News.
Oh, will you love me when I turn 6?
Of course I will love you when you're 6.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The final report on last year's school shooting in Bailey has now been made public. Sheriff Fred Wagner says town folks are pretty relieved.
Pretty much that's about it. They just want to get on with it.
The 5,000-page document compiles reports from all agencies that responded to and investigated the standoff. Gunman Dwayne Morrison was shot and killed by SWAT officers after he took 7 teenage girls hostage at Platte Canyon High School and killed one of them. Governor Ritter says the Denver area-based Peace Jam Festival is being considered for a Nobel Peace Prize. Ritter says that 6 Nobel Prize laureates have nominated that group, founded by Dawn Engel and Ivan Subanjiev. Denver is offering Swingers, a new club that takes the concept to the extreme. The city approving a liquor license for a nightclub that will have a couple of 4-poster beds in it. Scott Ewing, owner of the Sugar House, has been trying for a year to get a liquor license. The city of Denver says it delayed approval for building code reasons, not a moral judgment of his setup. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. So far, just a beautiful ride around the metro area. Not a lot to worry about at all. In fact, we're running completely collision-free. We've got just some heavy traffic that remains southbound I-25 between I-70 and Spear. Of course, if you're headed into downtown, we're getting that usual slow pocket as well on southbound 225 just before Yosemite and down to I-25. Weather outlook today, it'll be a beautiful day with lots of sunshine. No rain in the forecast. A hot one at high of 97. Currently fair and 78. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. You set the agenda and I'll follow. Although John thinks... John thinks that we ought to play the Gravel cut. And I can't believe I'm getting people who are sending me email trying to defend this. Now, look, this idea that every Democrat is right and all Republicans is wrong is absolute BS. There are Democrats out there who are wrong. There are Democrats out there who are crazy. There are Democrats out there who are crackpots, extremists. It's true. And there's a lot of mainstream and a lot of well thought out and a lot of good Democrats. And the same thing with Republicans. Not all of them are evil, bad, terrible. It's just not true. You may disagree with them, but disagreeing with somebody is not a crime. But I'm actually getting people who are emailing me, and they're trying to defend this. And, you know, my central premise on this is that you cannot train somebody. I can't believe you can't train somebody to be gay. I mean, there are actually people out there. Are there some of you out there who actually believe this? Or is it one of these cases where you just will not in any way, shape, or form admit that somebody who is on your side could possibly be wrong? I mean, is that what it is? You know, it's the same thing as we get this here at AM 760. We get people. John will tell you this. We get people that send us email after email after email after email after email, and after a while, we realize what they're up to. They're just provocateurs. And they don't have the guts, the wherewithal, or whatever, to punch up a phone number. So what we end up doing is, after we identify who they are and what they're about, then we just start deleting their email. But they keep doing it. And it's the same thing with this whole argument about sexuality. The people just keep doing it. Now, is Gravel trying to say that gay men make better soldiers than straight men? Is that what he's trying to imply here?
Or maybe he's just implying that gay men can make great soldiers. I don't know if he's trying to say.
So what? I think gay men can make great soldiers. I don't think there's any problem with that. I think it's ridiculous that we have people that are homophobes that are making up American policy in regards to the armed services.
Well, we had Gary Barkley on, what, last Friday? And he was a gay man. It sounded like he was a great soldier, right?
No, I mean, I don't have any problem with that. I think most thinking rational people don't. But is what Gravel's saying, what he's saying here, is he saying that gay people are better soldiers than straight people? Is that what he's trying to say? And who accepts the idea that you could train somebody to be gay? Who accepts that idea? Isn't that a weird notion?
Somebody brought up the notion that prisons can train somebody to be gay.
No, they can't train somebody to be gay. That's a matter that's a matter of coercion, often violence, and sometimes survival. That's not, you don't go into prison being a straight person and then come out gay unless you were predisposed to be gay to begin with. That idea you go to prison, you become gay.
I'm sure it's happened, Jay. I'm not trying to defend what Gravel said, but I'm sure that some person has gone to prison 10, 15 years, had some homosexual experiences in there, and came out and might have been homosexual for the rest of their life.
But they had to be homosexual before they went in. They had to have those tendencies before they went in. They had to be predisposed to have those tendencies before they went in. You don't go in and suddenly become gay. That doesn't happen.
Over 10, 15 years?
Sure. No, it doesn't. All right, prove that to me.
I can't prove it to
well,
you.
Of course
I
haven't you can't.
Been to
prison.
I'd like somebody
can't.
To call me. Maybe that has. It's been in prison for
well,
10
all
or 15
right.
years.
So if you
15
can't,
to happen.
All right, so if you can't prove it to me, where are you getting the idea
it's
from?
Just my, it's just my opinion.
But wait a minute. What's it based on?
I can see how it would happen. If
well,
you go to a prison,
what's
you can't
wait,
be with a woman
wait,
for 15,
what's
20
it,
years,
what's
and you will have sexual needs, and then you have to satisfy it with a man. I can see how that happens.
You know, you've done too much sports radio in your time. That's a jock mentality, typically uneducated male kind of viewpoint.
All right, then don't ask me my opinion.
I didn't ask it. You volunteered it, and I can't believe anybody would give you a pass and say that that's true. All right, let me ask you something. You go to jail for 15 years, are you going to become gay? Are you going to come out of jail after 15 years and you're going
to... I don't know.
And
I'd have to be in that position, Jay. I have
no
clue.
Well, you're basing your opinion based on no facts, so it's just your opinion. I'm asking your opinion. I'm not asking for facts or experience.
I gave you my answer. I don't know.
Are you saying to me that you would become gay?
No, I'm not saying I'd become gay. I'm telling you I have no idea. If I couldn't have sex with a woman for 15, 20 years, there might be something else I'd have to look into. Yes.
Okay. Do you believe that people choose their sexuality, or do you think that your sexuality is predetermined?
I think it can happen both ways.
You know, John, I really can't believe you think that.
For the most part, I think it's predisposed. I do. I do. But I think there are cases where you may not have any, you know, I think that there's cases where you could become gay if you weren't predisposed to have those kind of feelings in the first place. I.e.
so
prison.
You believe that people choose their sexuality? You sat down and chose yours.
No, I don't believe. No,
you decided
you're
to put like
words
women.
In my mouth.
No, I'm not.
Now
I'm asking you.
Yes,
no, I'm asking you a straight question. Answer the question.
You're trying to put words in my mouth. Don't ask me a question and put words in my mouth and then answer for me.
No, answer my question. Yes or no? Do you believe people pick their sexuality? Yes or no?
No. But I believe some. Yeah. No. For the most part, no.
So
I'm telling you,
so if you went to prison for 15 years and you came out and you were heterosexual before you went in, you're going to come out, you're going to be gay, and you're suddenly going to prefer men over women?
No, I didn't say that. I said I don't know. I said I could.
Who knows? You know what? That's a chicken answer. Either convince yourself one way or the other.
There's no need
convince
to commit.
Yourself.
I have no idea if
convince
I come out
yourself.
Gay. I haven't been in that position.
Then don't make the claim if you can't support it. But I think there are studies out there, and there's plenty of them, that show that that's not true. I can't believe you think that. Well, maybe there's a lot of other people out there who think that, too. Unbelievable.
What, you're trying to, like, paint me as some kind of homophobe now?
No,
or think
I didn't.
That
no,
I, you know,
I
think
no, no,
yeah,
I,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no, I didn't say that. Well, you know what, pal? You don't like it, then don't make the statement. But I never said you were homophobic. I
made
the
statement and I stand by it, Jay. That's my opinion. So you're going to castigate me because
yes.
I give you an opinion?
Yes, because you don't have anything to back it up with. What's the difference between that and saying all Muslims are bad? All Jews are greedy. All Latinos are lazy. What's the difference?
I don't see why what I said has got you so upset.
I'm not upset by it. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, why do you feel sorry for me? Tell me why you feel sorry
because
for me.
Because that's a really ignorant statement. And it's insupportable.
It's not an ignorant statement.
It is an ignorant statement.
No,
it's very
not.
Ignorant. It's
in
very
your
ignorant.
Eyes it is.
No. I think in the eyes
well,
of people
throw it out there to the listeners and see what they have to say.
I think people who know would say that it's ignorant. That you can't choose your sexuality. That you are what you are. And that it's a stereotype. And that it's sad and it's ridiculous that you believe that. All right, here's somebody else who agrees with John. Mac at Castle Rock. Mac, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
I agree with John.
Based on what?
Well, just on the fact that if you're locked up with somebody for 15 years, that maybe, it could be something that you'd want to do with or without prior homosexual tendencies.
What are you based that on?
You know, like John said, just an opinion or a feeling or a thought.
Okay, so I guess I guess what we should do then is we should just reduce everything to an opinion or a thought. And that's number one, and then number two. He's trying to say, and I guess maybe you're trying to say the same thing, that you would then leave prison, and you would be. You would then claim that you were gay.
No, I don't think that's what he's saying either. I don't think you would. Well, I'll speak for myself. I wouldn't claim that I was gay. I first of all would hope to never be in a situation like that, and. You know, like you said, it'd be a matter of survival or some sort of.
Yeah, but having to do something because. Okay, you just brought up a really good point. Having to do something because it's a matter of survival is a lot different from desiring and wanting to do something. And to endorse that stereotype is along with the same idea that you can be trained to be gay, that gay people are child molesters.
No,
I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but I'm saying that it runs along those kinds of lines, because given free choice, here's my point, Mac, given free choice, Nobody can choose their sex. You don't choose your sexuality.
I agree.
That's the only point I'm making. You do not choose your sexuality. You will do a lot of things if you have to do it to survive.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what you are.
Right, and it doesn't necessarily mean that after 15 years I would come out homosexual. Okay, let's take a movie, for example. Remember Shawshank Redemption?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a perfect case of what somebody had to do, you know, whether it's fictitious or not, had to do for survival while he was in a prison.
I'm not disputing that people will have to do what they have to do in a prison to survive, but what I'm disputing is the idea that you can choose your sexuality, and that Senator Gravel making this irresponsible statement that you can be trained to be gay, or that.
Oh, okay. Well, here's part of the problem. I just tuned in. I didn't hear what this Gravel guy said. But you know, as long as you brought that up, let's look at this Ted Haggard guy. Spending all these years railing against homosexuals, and then look what he goes and does. What's the deal there?
Well, wouldn't you believe that he had those tendencies before this happened, and that basically what he was doing was he was leading a double life and covering up. And doesn't this get back to the same thing that people who rant and rave the loudest about certain things, that in reality they possess those things themselves?
I agree. I do believe that, you know, more than likely, perhaps Ted was predisposed to homosexual tendencies.
I mean, we don't know. Look, with him, here's what I find interesting about him. With him, he got caught.
Yeah.
But we don't know what went on before then.
No.
And we don't know how long it was going on either.
Or what's continuing to go on. Just because one guy gets caught doesn't mean it all stops. But now I'm supposing.
So see what I'm saying there?
Yeah. Well, the reason I called was because I had to agree with John, because I don't think you can be trained or conditioned or reprogrammed to become homosexual, whether, you know, whatever your life circumstance may be. I think you either are or you aren't. And and I'll leave it at that.
All right, fair enough.
Hey, and thanks for not playing the brainstem song on me.
Oh, I haven't done that in a long time.
I know. I didn't want to be the first one.
Like, not since last week.
Oh. All right, Jay, I love you, man.
I love you too, buddy. Call me again.
All right, bye.
Gay training session continues. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When you send your child to college, you don't think your savings will fund the all-pepperoni diet. But however your kid defines brain food, you know those pizzas will pay off in the end. And if you need help with financial aid, turn to CampusDoor.com. We demystify the process and offer loans for what's left. So worry less about tuition and more about the occasional veggie pizza instead. To apply for a loan, visit CampusDoor.com. CampusDoor. You have the will. We have the way.
CampusDoor is an equal opportunity lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Thursday is a sci-fi horror. And there's just no better place that I know of to go and rent DVDs than the video station. These folks, well, all I can say about them is they're really into it. So, no matter where you are along the Front Range, it is totally and it is completely worth the drive to go to the video station. And they've got new releases every single week. And I'm trying to hunt around here because I had a list of the new releases, and they had some great ones. Here we go. I got it. Okay, new releases. Inland Empire, Wild Hogs, Fracture, also Lookout, 51 Birch Street, Hamlet, and Vacancy. That's the video station. Just one block west of the 29th Street Mall, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Sleep. There is no equal. Nothing on earth can restore your body and replenish your soul like the deep slumber of a good night's rest. So why are you tossing and turning, frustrated with each hour that passes as the next day races toward you? You wonder why you can't fall asleep like the rest of the world. Wonder no more, because now there's RestAid, the all-natural way to enjoy fast, deep sleep night after night. RestAid gives you the perfect combination of powerful ingredients, proven to promote fast, deep, restful sleep, without the potential negative side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial of RestAid, call now. 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of RestAid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call now. 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, he's not necessarily trying to say that he minds it, but someone plays a Richard Zemecki. And he's not necessarily trying to say God can't be trusted, yeah, but someone plays a Richard Zemecki.
Little Jack Johnson. 928, 28 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 97. All right, we're debating this whole thing about can you be trained to be gay and about choosing sexuality. And here's Eric, who's got a really good email, I think. He says, I think Jay and John are in a way, arguing apples versus kumquats. The question is, gay versus homosexual acts. Are two women having sex, girls gone wild, gay? I would say not likely. More likely, they're experimenting. Good point. There's a difference between homosexual acts and being gay. So I think that's a valid point. Here's Mark in Monument. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. It's Mark. Is that who you're expecting?
Well, what do you mean? Was that who I was expecting?
Well, I didn't hear anything. All of a sudden, I just heard static.
Oh, so. Yeah. You know why? Because you know what? We never explained this, and we should. That's supposed to be, and I've never understood why this is, but that's supposed to be a signal to you if you're hanging on the line that you're on the air. But nobody ever says that, so then people go, oh, God, I heard this static.
Well, I'll remember that for the next time.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Thank you. Jay, I think you're completely off base. There are billions of people on this earth, and to say that no one ever chose their sexual role has to be a ridiculous statement. But I think more on that. I mean, I'm over 50 years old. I have known women who have been so abused by men from childhood that they simply could not enjoy a heterosexual relationship. It was just so fraught with danger and psychological concern for them. And although they craved to be touched, they craved to be loved, they craved intimacy, the only place they could receive that with at least a little bit of relaxation was in a female relationship.
Well, I don't doubt that, but that doesn't go. And I met women who were in that situation, who have been in that situation too. But that doesn't go. You can't say that they chose they underwent an environmental situation that was so torturous as children that it translated out into their into puberty and their adult life. My point is they did not sit down and make a decision to be gay or heterosexual.
Well, you know, I'm living here within view of a focus on the family. And they would definitely say, hey, they chose that, and if they didn't want to. So I think we're talking about abstract terms here of choosing, not choosing, homosexual versus gay versus experimentation. And always good for the ratings to throw Girls Gone Wild in there. But I think there needs to be more definition, because I'm not sure that you and Jay, that you and John were talking about things that were that much different. And I would hope that some of it was just kind of a shtick to get
You know what? First of all, it wasn't a shtick. He and I disagree from time to time, and that's okay. And saying that you're down the road from folks in the family, and that you would use them as an example.
I'm just saying.
Saying that they would say that. You know what? Here's why this doesn't work. It doesn't work because it fosters the idea that not only can you choose your sexuality, but that you can also turn around and recruit others into choosing that sexuality. And I maintain that that's not true. And I'll ask you your own personal experience. Did you choose your sexuality?
No, I had no choice in it.
But why didn't you?
But that's one person out of 6 billion.
Well, yeah, but wait a minute. What? Why didn't you?
It never even crossed my mind that there was a choice.
Because it doesn't cross most people's minds. And the thing is, nobody's going to sit down in this country and choose sexuality that will bring them heartache, pain, and ostracization.
Well, I agree with you. In my reference, I would absolutely agree with you. And by the same token, Jake, what difference does it make whether someone is hardwired for it or whether they choose it? What difference does it make to anybody except the fools that focus on the family?
Because it makes a difference because the public at large is fed this stuff, and then they use that information to take gays, lesbians, and make them second-class citizens.
Oh, absolutely.
And it is ridiculous, and it's disgusting.
And yours and John's disagreement is part of it that feeds into it. Of debating.
Oh, so, all right. So,
no, just a second, Jake.
No, just a second,
debating,
Mark, just a second. So what are you saying, Mark? Are you saying we shouldn't discuss it? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you're approaching it from the right angle.
Then what would be on the Mark-approved list of discussions?
Okay. First off, it's a good discussion. It is absolutely coming from the wrong direction. What the discussion should be, Jay, is what a stupid question it is to begin with. What difference does it make? It's only narrow, small-minded idiots, okay, who have a gig like Focus on the Family that want to suck in fees, okay, and want to fool people.
Now, except you got one problem. You got a guy who's running for the presidency of the United States who's also making the same statement.
Oh, Richardson?
No. You don't even know who it is, and you're telling me it's a wrong discussion, and you don't know who we're talking about. Good, that's good. There's no way to be informed, pal.
I mean, did you see Richardson's performance last night at Loco?
No, I did not.
Well, I'd get current, Jay, because...
Get current? You know what? Screw you with get current.
Jay, I think that would be a choice that would label you as a chosen homosexual.
Yeah, well, you know something? I would reject you right off the bat because I have better taste.
You're the one who volunteered to screw me.
You know what? I have better taste than that. But my point to you is that, you know, you're sitting there with this, well, this is not a discussion where that, and on and on and on. You know what? Listen, why don't you give us your approved list of items that we should be discussing? Give us your approved list, Mark. Do it or get off the phone.
Jay?
No,
I gave
Mark,
you,
do,
I
it,
gave,
do it. Mark, do it or give it, or give it, give us your list of approved.
Are you
going to
keep interrupting me?
Yeah. I'm going to hang up on you. That's what I'm going to do. Jerk. Let's go to Dave in Colorado Springs. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I agree with both you and John. I know one of my best friends is gay. He knew by the time he was in first grade that's what he was. His partner knew, after high school. He was confused the whole time, and then he knew after high school. But I've known several women, again, that were in abusive relationships. And this, you know, my age, I'm about 37. I know some my age, and I know some my parents' age, you know, in their 60s, that have, in my opinion, chosen to, you know, have love with women. Because
wouldn't that be environmental?
I would say, yeah,
that wouldn't be choice.
You don't think that's choice?
No, choice is sitting down uncoerced and making those decisions.
Yeah, I suppose.
Coercing somebody is not choice.
Yeah.
Right.
And I have another buddy who, you know, he absolutely loves women, but when he was in the Navy, he was kind of ostracized because he was different. And one of the commanding officers took him under his wing and showed him man love, for lack of a better word. And he told me about this and stuff, and he's like, "But I'm not gay, David." But you know, at that point in time, that's what I needed.
Maybe he's bisexual.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Is that, you know, there's bisexuality, you know, hardwired into people's DNA as well.
Oh yeah, I agree with you there. Absolutely. But this idea that you sit out and say, well, you know, I choose my sexuality.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people don't do that. And as I try to point out to Mark, who is obstinate, as I try to point out to him, that this argument is taken and used to justify demonization and vilification of people who are gay and lesbian, and then you've got this guy Gravel making these statements. I mean, it's like, come on, man.
I heard that this morning and about wrecked my truck. But, no,
it's bizarre.
I definitely didn't choose my sexuality. I knew in kindergarten that I liked girls. I mean, I just...
Now, you may go into prison, and you may be forced to engage, as Eric says, in homosexual acts to survive. But that doesn't make you gay. What makes you gay is what your is your attraction and your desire.
I agree. Well, and I think, too, that there's chemical as well. I mean, you see a lot of gay men that are very effeminate. And if you, I don't know this for a fact, but I bet if you would measure the testosterone level in their body, it would be less than, say, a heterosexual male. And if you measured the estrogen level in them, that it would be quite a bit higher than in a heterosexual male.
Boy, that I don't know. You got me there. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer for that. Dave, thanks, man.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, see ya. 9:38, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Do we breeze by traffic? Are we doing it now? Oh, Gino with traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, we still have that heavy traffic southbound I-25 between I-70 and Spear, but that's about the only spot where you're going to need a little extra time with the exception of construction zones. I'd still watch out for that work that we have on I-70 at E-470 today. You could see lane restrictions in either direction. Weather outlook, expect lots of sunshine. No rain in the forecast, but it'll be hot. High of 97, currently fair in 78. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, certified addictions counselors, and physical therapists. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, Level 1.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Honey,
mm-hmm.
Were you able to get that sweat and grease stain out of my shirt?
Oh, no. The washing machine is gone.
Really? Where'd it go?
Out the window.
Okay.
You know you make me wanna...
Frustrated with sweat and stain? Don't take it out on the washer. Shout it out with Shout Advance. With 70% more stain fighters, nothing lifts stains better.
So where's my shirt?
Oh, it's drying.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the fireplace.
Of course.
That insane? Shout it out with Shout Advance. S.C. Johnson Family Company.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Disturbia, Life Support, and I Think I Love My Wife. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Comedy Central, Flavor Flav gets clocked.
Enough with the clock, you can take it off. You haven't had a bee anywhere in 13 years.
The Comedy Central roast of Flavor Flav with Jimmy Kimmel, Snoop Dogg, Ice-T, Lisa Lampanelli, Patton Oswalt, and more.
How do you embarrass a crackhead who wears a Viking helmet?
And Roastmaster Cat Williams.
He's an icon and an ex-con.
The Comedy Central roast of Flavor Flav. This Sunday night at 10, 9 Central, only on Comedy Central.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
A Progressive Talk.
American woman, stay away from me. American woman,
be playing this old hippie music, according to some guy who emailed us. 9:43, 43 minutes after the hour. I say the thunderstorms high today, 97. So what should we be doing? We should be playing more from that Grateful Dead cut, the new Grateful Dead compilation that's out, that neither John or I can afford. We should be playing more of that. All right, let's go to William in Boulder. William, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, William, what's up?
Well, I wanted to say I'm on John's side as far as your argument was going.
Well, that's okay.
I wanted to say straight off, I believe you're born gay or you're born straight. I don't think you have much of a choice in that matter.
Or what about being born bisexual?
Well, I believe you could be born bisexual, too. In fact, case in point, I've got a couple of, okay, my brother spent 10 years in prison down in Texas for selling a quarter ounce of marijuana to a narc, and he went in basically, I always thought straight, but he came out gay. I mean, he's now, it's been about 22 years since he got out of prison, and he's still with the same guy that he met in prison. I mean, they're lovers, they love each other.
Yeah, but how do you know that he wasn't
he may have been, but
predisposed for it.
I lived with him for 18 years, and he always had dates with girls. But that's beside the point.
Well, that's notorious.
A lot of gay people will
cover up.
Exactly, and I understand that. My point as far as how some people could be, some heterosexuals could become homosexual, in a sense, is what John was talking about as far as you being in prison. Say if you get 15, 20, 30 years in prison, you really don't have any outlet other than other men. And so I could see how both emotionally and physically you could become attracted to a man who basically shows you love or caring or whatever.
Well, but I think that would go into the category of what Eric, the emailer, said, which I think is really true.
Hello.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Do homosexual acts equate to you being homosexual? I mean, if you have to do something for survival, does that then make you gay? Or did you do it because you had to?
No, I think so. I think a lot of people would be put in a situation where they had to do it to survive. Prison, I think, or prison of war camp or whatever else, you would be in a situation like that. But that
wouldn't alter, that one in the long run, in the whole stretch of things, would that alter your sexuality at the end?
Wouldn't alter mine, but you can't. Who can tell about it? Because we're all plugged in differently. Some of us are emotionally stable, and a lot of people are emotionally unstable. And that's, I don't know. That's all.
My whole point in this is that the very idea that you choose your sexuality, or that you could be recruited into the quote unquote gay lifestyle is ridiculous. I mean, it's insane.
I agree. I don't believe you can be recruited as if somebody goes, hey, you've been heterosexual all your life. Let's try homosexuality for a while. No, I can't believe that somebody that is a true heterosexual could say, yeah, I want to have sex with a man or a woman, being, you know, whatever situation.
But how many times do you hear that? You hear it a lot.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't think it's true. I think it's a lie. I think if you go look at research and statistics that are done on it, I think it'll. I know it backs it up.
Well, science backs it up continuously. The problem we have is the conservatives, the religious people that hate the sin but love the sinner. You know, basically, how do I say it? Jesus Christ, I believe, was maybe a homosexual. He hung out with a whole bunch of sailors, and I don't know. That just seems to me like maybe he was, you know, walking the other line. I'm an atheist.
Well, it's like we're pushing around a whole segment of society here, and people are like buying into it and going along with it, and. Like, how does that make it? I mean, why is that
right?
Why is that right? Why is that okay?
It doesn't make it right. But that's the ignorant people that believe like that. Intelligent people And there I go. I use that word. I hate that word, ignorant. That's why I called mainly, because I didn't like you using that on John. When you got a difference of opinion, don't belittle people by sounding like a 12-year-old child, Jay. I'm sorry. I hate to be getting down.
Well, because I think that that opinion is ill-informed.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. It's ignorant.
But that speaks the hell out of ignorant.
That doesn't mean he's stupid. That doesn't mean anything.
Not at
stupid.
All. But,
it just means that it's you know what? It's such a common misnomer, and it's used so much, and you hear it so much over and over and over again. And unfortunately, there are people who think this kind of stuff. And what does it lead to? Well, what it leads to is it leads to taking a whole group of people in this society and moving them in to second-class citizenship. Like, why all of those folks last night that were at that forum, why they were making this big case about they don't favor marriage? Why? Why is that a bad idea? What's wrong with that?
I don't know, because basically they complain about homosexuals being too flippant with their gay lifestyle, and then when they want to get married, they say, oh, no, we don't believe marriage for gays is going to work, even though, no, that's ridiculous. Conservative religious people tend to be, and I hate to use this word, but they tend to be very ignorant in their ideology.
I don't know how much of that, though, is religious, and I don't know how much of it isn't religious. I don't know how much of it is just downright prejudice, and that they would be that way regardless of whether they were religious or they weren't religious.
You're right. Some people are just going to be that way forever.
Because,
change your mind.
Because there are people out there, they are scared of anybody who isn't like them.
I agree.
I think that has a lot to do with it. Hey, man, have a good weekend.
You too.
See ya.
9:50,
50 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You always pick this song whenever we're talking about moral things. AC/DC, Highway to Hell.
Just luck of the draw.
And aren't they Australian? Are they Australian or Canada? Canadian.
They're Australian.
Yeah. So I thought. 9:50, 50 minutes past the hour here. Let's take a look at traffic with Rick Morgan.
Jay, still a pretty busy drive across the downtown area, but up to speed coming down from I-70, so it looks pretty good as you head across downtown, both sides of the highway. Nothing getting your way through the bridges and around the tech center in pretty good shape. No problems on 225 making your way across Aurora right now. It's wide open from I-25 all the way up to I-70. I-70 in pretty good shape on both sides of the city, even across that elevated portion. No delays across Lakewood on 6th Avenue. Decent drive on 470 as you head across Highlands Ranch. No problems getting across Commerce City on 270. And good speeds on the turnpike right now to and from Boulder. Well, the forecast, well, no surprise, going to be another hot one today. Look for highs in the upper 90s. Clear skies tonight, low 65, and a hot weekend ahead. Highs in the mid to upper 90s into the beginning of the week. Right now, it's up to 84 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Want your kids to make a great impression on their first day of school? Fantastic Sam's can help with the latest cuts and styles. Come into Fantastic Sam's and for a limited time, receive a free dog tag with every kid's cut while supplies last.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Who won't steer you wrong? People like Tom and Marv Alshear and Colby Harris and Isaac and Ziggy and Fred Lebrato and Gerard Menard. And I just thought about that. Won't steer you wrong. No pun intended there. Look, when you go someplace and you're going to make this kind of a purchase and you've got to go through this, what you basically want to do is you basically want to be treated fairly. You basically want to get a good deal, and you basically want to deal with people who have a track record and have integrity and are not fly-by-night. And Rockies fits all of those things. They've been around since 1982. They've been family-owned and operated, and they're open Monday through Saturday, which means they're open tonight until 9. But if you get there close to 9 or a little after 9, I mean, they'll take care of you. Things will be fine. Get out there and ask for my friends. Get out there and give Rockies a try. Go there before you go anyplace else. See what you can save. See what kind of deal you can get. And find out what a lot of us have known for a long, long time, that there's just no better place to buy a vehicle than Rockies Autos. You can't miss them. They got a big sign out front. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
I wish we could redo the kitchen.
We can't afford it.
And we could sure use new flooring.
We can't afford it.
The Home Depot can give us 10% off.
Get in the car.
Got a project in mind? Open a new Home Depot credit card account and get 10% off your first purchase when you put it on the card.
Hurry up, honey. We're burning daylight.
You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 15th in U.S. only. Maximum discount $200. Subject to approved available credit. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Is this from the new box set, Free from the Vault, which we're fretting with over here because we don't have the money to get it. So we're upset. How much is this? How much for this Free from the Vault?
I think it's like $20, $22.
You tell me we can't come up with $22 between
us? I sacked up and bought it for $22.
I thought you said you couldn't afford it.
I couldn't, but I bought it anyway.
Did you go to Twiston's shop to get it?
I sure did. The only place I shop for music.
Yeah, I need to go over there and get it, too. And then there's another one that I want, which has been out for a while, but I wanted it. I saw it last night, and this is this series of CDs. I think there's six of them by the late comedian Lenny Bruce. But they want, like, $60 for it.
Yeah, this one is just a double CD. There's another one out there. I think it's like 10 or 11 that's out. It's the Grateful Dead Live at the Fillmore West in 69, and it's like 11 CDs. I think that's upwards of like 100 some odd bucks.
Ooh, I'd like to have that.
That'd be sweet.
The Fillmore West was a great place. That was really cool. But I like this. This is good. Well, if you have that, you should bring it in. We should play it all day Monday.
Grateful Dead Monday?
Yeah, we haven't done that in a long time. Okay, before we get out of here, there's something I want to change the subject here a little bit, and I want to talk about this on Monday. I want to get into this because this makes no sense to me. And this story has been out for a while now, and nobody I know of has talked about this. Terminally ill patients. do not have a constitutional right to experimental drugs, not approved by regulators. A U.S. Court of Appeals ruled earlier this week. Okay, so here's the thing. If you and I are dying and we would have a chance to try an experimental drug, it would be against the law. And this gets into the whole thing of people who have glaucoma, cancer. They want to smoke a little bit of marijuana to relieve that, or anything else. They can't turn to it because the government says no. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't agree with it. I want to talk about this on Monday. Have a good weekend. Talk to you Monday, 6 a.m.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. So pick up the phone. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351.
How did Alan Combs get his start? What does Tom Hartman look like? What's on the J?